You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome, everyone, to The American Journal. I am Tom Papert, editor-in-chief of NationalFile.com, filling in once again for the wonderful Harrison Smith. That little kid must be a handful. You know, sometimes they just sleep for the first couple weeks, and sometimes it's a nonstop crying, screaming, etc., as I'm sure most of the parents in this audience knows. We have a fun show prepared for you today. Our first guest at the bottom of this hour is going to be Mark Sidney. He's the CEO of an up-and-coming new alt tech social media site. Always a pleasure to get him on to get his thoughts on the status of the internet, which, as you might expect, is not that great these days. Afterwards, we've got some exclusives at nationalfile.com. We're going to bring on Jack Hatfield to talk about those. And then for the last hour, we will have Patrick Howley here in studio right next to me. But I want to start the show with a little bit of frustration. And then in the next segment, a little bit of hilarity, a little bit of comic relief. But this is a story that you may have seen by now. The National Guard soldiers in Washington, D.C., these poor SOBs who are now stuck there defending the likes of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Lindsey Graham and Mitt Romney, who apparently needs it. The guy falls flat on his face and gets a black eye. But they're now stuck there. They're not being fed properly. Nobody's sending MREs. They're sleeping on the floor of a parking garage half the time, unless they're lucky enough to be one of the ones who gets to go sleep in Trump's hotel. And now the Michigan National Guard, multiple troops, have been, I guess, poisoned. They're being given food poisoning. They're being served raw, undercooked chicken and pork from local restaurants. Some of them are including metal shavings in the food. I don't even know how you would easily do that. I guess you get a grinder and go to town on a steel bar as you're cooking your chicken fried steak, which you undercook anyway. So this is the respect. This is the admiration. This is how much they are supported by the denizens of our nation's capital, most of them being, of course, radically left-wing. I think something like 91% of the city, Washington, D.C., voted for Hillary Clinton, and I would only assume that turned into 103% with Joe Biden based on the results from the rest of the election. But this should be a wake-up call for our military. And I know that our military has lots of good people in it. That's how come Joe Biden wants to fire them all and replace them with transgender women of color. Because you're there. You're ostensibly protecting your government from another insurrection. Tomorrow's the 4th. All the Q people think that Trump is going to magically become president tomorrow. I'm not holding my breath. But now they're raising the alert. They're putting more guards out. They're giving everybody guns. They're worried. They're convinced that the Q is going to do another insurrection tomorrow, which, of course, is all completely phony. It's all a made-up joke. It's never going to happen. But how are these guys treated as they prepare to fend off an insurrection? Well, they're treated with food poisoning. They're treated with metal shavings. They're treated with scorn and disgust by their local denizens, the people who they're protecting. Because that is what the Democrats, even when they're in control, think of the military. So maybe it's no coincidence that Joe Biden wants to purge all the military. He apparently has the same idea. They're doing a total freeze on everything in the military until they can do a review of white nationalism and figure out who should be purged from our nation's armed forces and who may be allowed to stay if they're really lucky. So it's an intense mark of disgust. I hope that they are furious. And I hope that they are realizing that this is the new regime that they're going to be serving until 2024. This is the Biden regime. Hatred, scorn, disgust, no respect. And you're going to sit there in the parking garage, by the way, until at least the end of 2021. That's how long they're saying. It's going to stretch on, though. It's going to go into 22 and then 24. And maybe when a Republican gets back in, we can have sanity. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
and we're running a special for only 1 week. Store-wide free shipping up to 50% off on our best-selling items. Free shipping on storable food till this next Saturday and 10% off. Do you have any idea that most of the cost of storable food is the shipping? That is the best deal ever. Only till this Saturday. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 50% off. Turbo Force, the 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12 out there. Take it out of the tongue. It's incredible. 50% off. All of it free shipping. Huge deals on gravity-fed water filters. Amazing deals on all of our products. I'll be frank with you. Stuff's so bad. Things are so out of control. I'm trying to sell them everything so we actually have funds inside our coffers to keep operating if they shut our shopping carts down. We're under a major globalist attack, not because we're the enemy, but because we're standing between you and the globalists. The globalists want to bankrupt you. They want to enslave you. They want to depopulate you. They want to force inoculate you. Fund InfoWars, and we'll take action against them in the fight.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome to The American Journal. I am Tom Papert, filling in for Harrison Smith today. He is expected back on Monday. So I told you in the last segment, those who tuned in, that I had something frustrating to start the day with. That is, of course, the Biden administration, the Biden regime, allowing their National Guard soldiers, who are ostensibly in Washington, D.C., to protect the likes of them and Nancy Pelosi and Chucky Boy Schumer and Lindsey, the Southern gent Graham and Mitch McConnell and all of these wonderful people. That's who they're there to protect through the end of 2021. And in exchange, they're getting food poisoning and metal shavings in their food. But here is something funny. It's a underreported moment from CPAC. And even if you disagree with the person's beliefs, or even if you agree with the person's beliefs, I think you can respect the WWE-like enthusiasm. The article's up at nationalfile.com. QAnon, quote, agent provocateur interrupts a Marjorie Taylor Greene event and slams his head against the door like WWE when thrown out of the room. And so let me start by saying that maybe this is an authentic Q person. I think it's more likely somebody who went in to try to make Marjorie Taylor Greene look crazy. The Q people, they don't seem to behave like this. They seem to be rather reserved, a little bit, obviously I don't believe in it. They seem culty. They seem insane to me, but they're not obnoxious jerks who show up at events and start screaming. That's not really what they do. And I do respect that. But this guy goes right up to the stage as Marjorie Taylor Greene is speaking at an event held across the street from CPAC, and he starts shouting slogans at the top of his lungs through his face mask. That's another dead giveaway. I don't know how many Q people who I don't know many of those guys who still believe in the face mask thing, if they ever did at all. And as he's being escorted out of the venue, well, I don't want to ruin it. It's just too darn funny. All right, let's please go to video one.
They want to do, and that's why they passed a $1.9 trillion spending bill that only 9%, less than 9%, actually goes.
The ones who go off.
No. Get out. Get out.
You got any metal chairs? WWE going on? Got any metal? You got any metal chairs? You gonna do some more WWE acting for us?
What?
Any more WWE acting you got for us?
I like you. You like you. That's all.
Show me some more cool wrestling moves, bro.
So that was at a Marjorie Taylor Greene speaking event. And again, I don't believe that this guy is, maybe he is, but I personally don't believe that he is some QAnon adherent who believes that he read on an image board that he needed to go interrupt a Marjorie Taylor Greene speaking event. I just don't think that that's what happened. This is a very much swamp area, even though they transported it to Florida. All they did was pick CPAC up and move it somewhere else, like an episode of SpongeBob. And so as a result, you wind up with these types of individuals who like to make other people look bad. And maybe he's an operative, maybe he is, as the audience was saying, an agent provocateur. But either way, that lump on his head is going to hurt. But again, I don't even know if that was real, because if we like went super slow motion and zoomed in, I don't even think he hit his head on the door. I think that if you are an agent provocateur and you are sent into an event to discredit somebody, and you know, you try getting up there and screaming the QAnon slogan, and I don't know, maybe he thought Marjorie Taylor Greene was going to go, yeah, maybe, I don't know. But if that doesn't work and you immediately get thrown out, well, then maybe you can turn it into a thing of, oh, Marjorie Taylor Greene's security assaulted me. They threw me into a door. It's absolutely our opposition is something out of the Three Stooges. You can't make this up. But speaking of opposition, in Minneapolis, the scene of the spark that started the fire that became the summer of hell last year, where George Floyd, peace be upon him, died. They're finally getting to the murder trial of the police officer involved. That was, of course, Derek Chauvin, however you say the poor guy's name, who has been now charged with murder. And it's a total insane situation where, of course, the guy, if you go back, the autopsy said, there's like twin autopsies with George Floyd, but the first one said he died of asphyxia. He did not die of asphyxiation. He died of a myriad of other health conditions that may have been exacerbated by the police officer who has now been fired, by the way. His life is ruined, whether he goes to prison for the rest of his life or not. He's totally, totally ruined. But it may have been exacerbated by the arrest, but was not caused directly by it. We now know, or it certainly looked like, George Floyd was in the process of ingesting fentanyl when he was arrested. We now know that he asked the police officer to lay him down because when he was sitting up or standing up, he was already saying that he was having trouble breathing. We know the guy's history. We know that he held a gun to a pregnant woman's stomach, and now he's got icons. He is a god to the modern left. And if you don't believe me, they're literally projecting his face into the sky all across the South. That was a big movement that started at the tail end of last summer. Is they're tearing down the Confederate statues, and they are quite literally replacing it with a giant hologram of George Floyd in the sky. This man is a god. Dr. Fauci is a god. This is the new religion. It's a multi-god religion. It's polytheistic. I don't participate in it, but there sure are a lot of people in mainstream society who get a kick of it. Well, now the courthouse in Minneapolis has massive 12, 14-foot high fences surrounding it, three different layers, complete with razor wire. This is also as the Minneapolis City Council is, and I can't make this up if I tried, preparing to spend $1.1 million. This is a city, not a state, not a country, not, it's so unbelievable. They're spending $1.1 million to peddle influence, to peddle propaganda to social media influencers during the trial of this police officer. That's right. And who are they targeting? Somalis, Native Americans, Latinx, or Latinx. Don't even get me started on that. This week, the big debate is about WOMXN. Is it women? Should we say women or should we say WOMXN? Well, the Latinx people hate it even more than that because they cannot say the letter. Most of them, it's like, how do you do that? The X does not go at the end of a word in the Spanish language. It's utterly bizarre. But they are literally paying. So if you have a Instagram account in somewhere in or around Minneapolis, maybe it's time you apply. They're going to be paid $2,000 on average, but I can't really imagine they're going to find that many of them. And if you are a Hmong person, or if you are Somali, or if you are one of these minorities that they are specifically trying to reach out to, maybe you can get $2,000 from the Minneapolis government for peddling their propaganda about the trial of George Floyd's death. $1.1 million. And I wonder how much all of the razor wire costs, the three layers of fencing, the additional security. I also wonder if now that the Biden regime is exerting control over the country, they can't seem to really stop Antifa. You remember on Joe Biden's inauguration, they're in Portland and Seattle scrawling F Biden on the Democrat headquarters and burning American flags and throwing Molotov cocktails at a federal courthouse named for a minority man who was interned, a Japanese guy, in the Second World War by the Democrats. You do have to wonder if Joe Biden can put a stop to that. And maybe now that things are back to normal and we're back to bombing brown kids in the Middle East, maybe now George Floyd's death can just be written off by the Democrats. Maybe the God will be thrown out on his knees in the cold. But only time will tell, and they certainly don't seem to think that's going to happen. Three layers of razor wire, $1.1 million. Don't go away. We'll be back with Mark Sidney.
The globalists want you dependent. They want you alone. They want you bankrupt. They want you starving in the dark. That is what their entire spirit is driving for, because they want total submission. When you get high-quality storable food that lasts more than a decade, you are buying food insurance that you and your family and your neighbors and friends can eat. We have the best sponsor when it comes to storable food out there. And now they're running a limited special because of the ice storms a few weeks ago of free shipping and 10% off. But it must end this Saturday. There's only a few days left at InfoWarsStore.com. Their entire catalog at InfoWarsStore.com is 10% off with free shipping. And with food, a big part of the cost is the shipping. So unprecedented sale. It's going to end this Saturday in just a few days. InfoWarsStore.com takes you to the main page. PrepareWithAlex.com takes you right to the sub page where you can order and get this food delivered to you. It's ready to ship to you right now, and your purchase funds the InfoWar. As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. When you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad, because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Back to the American Journal. I'm Tom Papert, once again filling in for Harrison Smith as he's off with his newborn child. I hope that that poor mother, it's got to be a handful the first couple weeks. We have news from our fountain of all knowledge and wisdom. That is, of course, ex-CIA Director John Brennan, who is obviously one of the smartest men of our times, truly a philosopher that only the 21st century could deserve. And he says he is increasingly embarrassed to be a white male. And he's greeted by cackles from the MSNBC host Nicole Wallace when he makes this denunciation of his race and his gender. And it's just, it's very peculiar, is it not? This new religion, this polytheism of the left, it is so self-loathing. It's a death cult. I mean, they worship a million-year-old, 4-foot-2 guy named Anthony Fauci, who used to cruise gay bathhouses in the 80s to learn about AIDS up close and in person. He said that. I'm not making that up. That's not slander. That's not any. No, he said that. He used to cruise gay bathhouses and gay bars to see the spread of HIV up close and personal. That is Anthony Fauci on NPR. So he's one of the gods. John Brennan, who, of course, one of the architects of this Middle Eastern nonsense that we're still embroiled in, almost my entire life we've been embroiled in, he's a god. Transgenderism is a god. You know, genetic mutilating your genitals. I guess you're mutilating your genetics, too, with mRNA vaccines. The Bill Gates is a god. He is perhaps your biggest god. And, of course, the god that nobody talks about, who is above them all in Mount Olympus, is this Klaus Schwab character who seems to be the architect of the modern disaster that we call Western society. But this is a old white guy going on MSNBC to denigrate his race, denigrate his gender, because there's other people who share those things that are his political enemies. And then the cackling group of cat ladies applauds. Let's go to video 4, please, and show this great soothsayer of our time, this ex-CIA hack.
Katie Benner's great new reporting about the investigation into police officer. That's why we started with Katie Benner's great new reporting about the investigation into police officer. It renders, you know, at best hypocritical, at worst cynical and false, any notion that the Republicans care about the lives and the safety of law enforcement.
Well, I must say, to Claire's point, I'm increasingly embarrassed to be a white male these days. And what a light of what I see of my other white males saying. But it just shows that with very few exceptions like Mitt Romney, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, there are so few Republicans in Congress who value truth, honesty, and integrity. And so they'll continue to gaslight the country the way that Donald Trump did. And the fact that this has such security and safety implications for the American public and for the members of Congress, again, as Claire said, it is just a disgusting display of craven politics that really should have no place in the United States in 2021.
He is, of course, talking about CPAC and President Trump's speech and some of the other speeches. I guess that the CEO of Goya Foods, who is Hispanic, I guess he counts as a white guy now. But Mitt Romney, whose ancestors, of course, fled the United States, went to Mexico so they could escape our bigamy laws. And Romney's ancestors, I think it's just like his great-grandfather, could continue to have multiple wives. I guess he counts as Hispanic. You see how that works? So this is the virtue signaling at its highest, but I also find it fascinating because Liz Cheney is, of course, the daughter of a warmonger, the daughter of an awful human being who's responsible for untold deaths, American and foreign, and she is heralded now by the left as virtuous and pure. But this is the great lie, the great misconception of our time, and that's what a lot of Republicans are falling for, which is if you just prostrate yourself, if you just get down on your knees and spread it wide for the left, then you will be their friend. Then you will get positive publicity in the New York Times and on MSNBC and on CNN and on all of these different propaganda networks. All you have to do, they honestly believe this, is just slit your own throat and then you'll live forever. It's a Jim Jones death cult. And, of course, it's not true because everybody said it'll go back to normal post-Trump. Well, here we are, theoretically post-Trump, and now they're coming after you. They're coming after Alex Jones. They're coming after me. They're coming after anybody with a voice, anybody with the wrong opinion. And after they go after us, well, then it's going to be time to turn back around and go after Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney and all the rest of them. I mean, they're not going to escape this if the culture revolution has its way. They're allies of convenience. And they are philosophically aligned as well. I mean, they're two wings of the same deep state uniparty. But that's not going to prevent them from being taken down politically because they're still white. They're still old. They're still the daughter of warmongers. They believe in capitalism, even if it's the crony capitalist Koch brothers variety. And so they are going to the Pied Piper is going to come home. The chickens are going to come home to roost if these people are allowed to be the face of the Republican Party. And that, of course, is the civil war that we're facing right now. But, you know, Brennan says he is deeply embarrassed to be a white male. Well, I guess that this other person was too. I shouldn't joke about it, but I guess is this more Brennan's style? It's another article up at nationalfile.com. Transgender daycare worker and YouTube star charged with possessing child pornography and child abuse images. And this person's name is Caden Christine Pinder. 24 years old, only 24 years old, born Nelson Pinder, and they documented their transition on YouTube and now work at a daycare center for children, or I should probably put that on the past tense, worked at a daycare center for small children, run out of the house owned by their boyfriend's mother, and that guy's name is Marcus Strebel, who is also facing charges for child pornography. And these people, you know, they hate being white. They hate being male, I guess. I mean, I guess the boyfriend is, I guess he's a heterosexual. Is he gay? And so they claim that they viewed this sickening stuff on Tumblr.com, which Tumblr should be suing for defamation if that's not true. And they were dumb enough, disgusting enough to share this via Google. They put it on their email account. And these people care for small children. And so this person, this Nelson Christopher Pinder, apparently he was embarrassed to be a white male too. He looked around and he saw what his fellow white males were doing. And it wasn't nearly pedophilic enough, apparently. So he decided to become Cadence Christine Pinder. Still looks like a man. Still creepy. Anybody who would put their children in this guy's care is a deeply negligent parent, in my opinion. You should never, ever, ever let these people anywhere near your children. But I don't know, John Brennan. Should we get you a wig? It would not be the first time a high-ranking member of the intelligence community was caught in a wig and with a skirt. Just look at the FBI's sordid history. Maybe this is the real identity, the future gender identity of Brennan. If he's so embarrassed about being a straight white male, put on a dress, get yourself a boyfriend. Maybe it's not too late for hormones. You'll look great as a transgender. What could possibly go wrong? All right, don't go away. In the next segment, we really will be joined by Mark Sidney. You're watching American Journal.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. The way it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government-pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that make you social distance and report back to single computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars, continue to spread the word to fight back.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. A lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess, he's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on with global government and the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed, and now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, the energy costs, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity, because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. You are watching The American Journal. I'm Tom Papert. We are joined for the balance of this hour by a very special guest, somebody who is an expert on cancel culture because he is the host and progenitor of a refuge for those of us who have been canceled. And, you know, just in the past 7 days, my goodness, we've had Dr. Seuss canceled, six of his books essentially burned for being guilty of racism and wrong think. We've had Mr. Potato Head stripped of his gender. Now it's just gender neutral, non-binary, maybe gender fluid or gender queer Potato Head. Unbelievable. So I wanted to get this guy on. His name is Mark Sidney of Spreely.com, a new and up-and-coming social media site. Mark, welcome to the show. Have you been canceled recently, too? What else has been canceled?
Well, I was canceled from Facebook along with just about everyone else who has an opinion to the right of Mao Zedong. But other than that, recently I've been staying below the radar. I don't think my appearance here today is going to do anything to help my social credit score, but these are the sacrifices we must make in the pursuit of preserving internet freedom, Thomas.
Well, that is exactly right. So now one thing that I don't know if we've talked about before, we've talked about Spreely. It's a free speech haven, but you see all of these social media new upstarts, and I have nothing against any of them, but a lot of them seem to be Twitter clones. We've got like a right-wing version of TikTok, I guess, and Clubhouse. I still haven't quite figured out that one, but I'm on there now. We have Telegram, which is just it's basically a Discord alternative so people can have text-based communications without the fear of Big Brother banning them for it. But Spreely seems to be something a little bit more unique that's more geared towards actually connecting with people you know. Tell us a little bit about how you got started in Spreely and then explain it for us. What can folks expect if they join?
So Spreely was born out of necessity. I always talk about the purge back in October of 2018 when the majority of the pro-Trump Facebook accounts and users got banned. There was nowhere to go. And anyone who was paying attention saw this happen. Obviously, it happened to Alex first, and then they went down the list, and now they're moving on to doctors. But 2.5 years ago, we saw that if we wanted to continue publishing and reaching people and letting other publishers reach people who didn't share the mainstream talking points, we were going to have to host our own platform. Now, at that time, we didn't realize that the server companies would kick you off and they would, you know, not host your domain and they'd take your payments. We didn't see that part coming. But I guess luckily there were other players who emerged before us and scaled more quickly. And they, as the saying goes, hit the barbed wire, and we're trying to learn from their mistakes. But the difference of Spreely is we combine the best things of Facebook. We're trying to combine the best things of Amazon, minus the made in China junk. We're incorporating a store that is going to be made in America products. At cost, we're trying to partner with retailers and offer products direct to consumer and cut those retailers out. Where you see Mike Lindell got canceled by something like 18 big box stores because of his documentary and how vocal he was about his politics. And whether you agree with Mike or not, I don't think because a private person questions the integrity of our elections with people on both sides of the aisle, was it Mark Elias, the Hillary Clinton attorney, has questioned the accuracy of some elections using electronic voting.
Yeah, so don't get me started on Mark Elias over there at Perkins Coie. They're suing Republicans left and right, myself included, by the way, for the crime of wrongthink and reporting the news. And meanwhile, Mark Elias, Hillary Clinton's favorite lawyer, the top of Perkins Coie, the top Democrat law firm in the country, is this close. He's going to actually pull it off. I guess Trump hired the wrong guy in Rudy, because Mark Elias is probably going to pull off essentially a coup. He's going to change the results of an election that we've all been told cannot be questioned, and he's going to replace a Republican winner with a Democrat loser. So don't get me started on that clown. But so I'm sorry, that's a nice tangent. But back to Spreely, tell us if you could, and then the next segment I want to discuss some more fun topics, but some of the other alternative social media sites, new tech social media sites, have run into issues where folks are reading the terms and conditions, and I'm not going to mention names because there's two or three of them that have had this now, and people are like, well, wait a minute, that sounds like Facebook. Well, wait a minute, that sounds like you're going to censor me, you know? So how, what is Spreely's terms and conditions like? You know, what do you censor, if anything?
All right, so we're a limited public forum, which means just because something's protected by the Constitution and the First Amendment doesn't mean that you can put it on Spreely. However, when it comes to political speech, as long as your speech is legal, we're going to vow to protect it. However, if you want to put porn on there or people engaged in illicit acts, you know, there are plenty of places on the internet for that, and Spreely's not it. So we're going to be strict about the moderation of content that has to do with, you know, sexual content, nudity, stuff like that. But when it comes to opinions, you can share your opinion as long as your opinion isn't we should go harm a whole bunch of these people, you know, which is not protected speech. You can't incite violence. You can't say it on Spreely. But otherwise, we're pretty wide open. We want to be as close to the First Amendment as possible, but make people feel comfortable that they're not going to go on there and be bombarded with, you know, Tom, you know all the sites. I don't need to tell you.
Well, and so, and one thing that I always like to bring up is Spreely, of course, National Files on Spreely. I'm on Spreely. Most of the InfoWars shows are all on Spreely. I'm not quite sure if we've got American Journal up and running there yet, but this is, that's something that I think is important for folks to know is you're going to find friends there. It's already a burgeoning community. Tell people a little bit more about, I guess my question is, how do you connect with people or what are some of the big, things to do on the platform? That's one thing that I want to ask every one of you guys. I hope we can get Torba and maybe the new CEO of Parler on at some point as well, because that seems to be the confusing thing. On Facebook, of course, it's all shoved down your throat. We now know that Ben Shapiro has been artificially promoted by the Facebook algorithm, and he probably doesn't even know what's happening. And probably it's the same with some of these other big conservative names. They probably don't even know what's happening, but Facebook is forcing people to see them, and then it creates an artificial audience. But when it's a real meritocracy, when you just sign in and you got to start searching names to find people, how does that work? What are some of the big shakers and movers over there?
Well, the way Spreely works is everything right now is chronological in the timeline. But what makes us unique is that we let you build your own timeline. I don't care what you want to look at. That's your business. I'm not here to try to determine that. Eventually, I'm sure we'll develop an algorithm that will be merit-based. But right now, it's just, you know, chronological, how things are posted. They appear in the timeline. Then you can go in and you can create, let's say you want a feed just to see what's going on with your family so you don't miss your sister-in-law's birthday and you're the, you know, sitting in the corner at Thanksgiving. You can create a group of, you know, or timeline of people that are just in your family. Or you could create one that is your news timeline. So there are all different ways to sort your timeline. It's customizable. I guess what we like to say is these other legacy social media platforms like to control their users, and we want to let our users control their experience, or our members control their experience on the platform. You know, in terms of big names out there, but the biggest one, the first one was Alex. Alex took a chance on signing up on us, and I think diversifying your presence on social media, whether you're a publisher or even just a user, is important. We've seen certain sites that sprang out of the box, they got 20 million users, and then even with billions of dollars behind them, they went up against a cartel and they chopped them down. They tried to take them to court and they didn't get their injunction. So I think it's important to don't put all your eggs in one basket. If I was a cautionary tale, my tale would be don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't build just one presence because it's very easy to snuff that out. You know, two is one and one is none, and it also applies in social media.
Well, and I know you you don't like to go too far into that because it's the past and it's dead and it's gone. But let's get into that if you're okay with it. Then the next segment, let's talk about what happened when, and I did it too. Everybody did it. We all built giant businesses on Facebook where we're spreading news, we're spreading information, we're red pilling America, we're trying to help Trump, we're trying to help freedom. And then at some point, Mark Zuckerberg says, "Oh no, 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 no! Only communists allowed here." We'll be right back with more of Mark Spreely on the other side.
We're shooting this on the evening of Monday, March 1st, 2021. And in just 6 days, this Saturday, the biggest sale ever on storable food is going to end. Because of the ice storms and the problems around the country, our big supplier, highest quality storable food at the lowest price, My Patriot, is giving us the best deal ever. Free shipping on all of their storable food, and that's a big cost of storable food is the shipping because it weighs a lot, and 10% off on top of it. You won't see this deal come along for a long, long time. You've got until this Saturday, the 6th of March, 2021, and then contractually they have to end the sale because they have hundreds of distributors, and they're getting mad that we're undercutting the price. They decided to do this, so it's exclusively available for just a few days left at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Takes you right to specials. All their food, all their packages, 1 month, 6 months, a year, it's all PrepareWithAlex.com. Take advantage of it now and advance the InfoWars.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
March is here, and we're running a special for only 1 week. Store-wide free shipping up to 50% off on our best-selling items. Free shipping on storable food till this next Saturday and 10% off. Do you have any idea that most of the cost of storable food is the shipping? That is the best deal ever. Only till this Saturday. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 50% off. Turbo Force, the 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12 out there. Take it out of the tongue. It's incredible. 50% off. All of it free shipping. Huge deals on gravity-fed water filters. Amazing deals on all of our products. I'll be frank with you. Stuff's so bad, things are so out of control. I'm trying to sell them everything so we actually have funds inside our coffers to keep operating if they shut our shopping carts down. We're under a major globalist attack, not because we're the enemy, but because we're standing between you and the globalists. The globalists want to bankrupt you. They want to enslave you. They want to depopulate you. They want to force inoculate you. Fund InfoWars, and we'll take action against them in the fight. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the American Journal, home of the very best bumper music in the business. I still haven't had a chance to compliment Harrison for that. I've gone to at some point. We are, of course, joined by Mark Sidney. I keep pulling the Trump and calling him Mark Spreely, but I think that works. Tim Apple, Mark Spreely, he's our good version. So, Mark, in the last segment, we left off talking about kind of what happens when we trust these legacy tech platforms who hate us too much. And of course, Alex Jones is the only one who really saw this coming out of any of us, because right as they pulled the rug out from under him, he already had the infrastructure to do his own video that then soon became band.video or postwar.news or the resistance.video, which, by the way, I just found out is now banned on Facebook moments ago. But he saw this coming, and he had his own thing up and ready to go already day one. Now, me, about a 3 or 4 days before the 2020 election, they took down my big Facebook page because I looked similar to somebody else. They wouldn't let me post on the National File Facebook page. And so Facebook, which had been, you know, a big source of my online presence, a big part of it, was taken out from under me with absolutely zero notice, zero warning, zero explanation, and zero good reason. And that just seems to be the norm now. So if you can, tell us a little bit about your story and how it impacted. I mean, you have or had employees, you had infrastructure to pay for, you've got a beautiful family that we won't talk about because then the left will target it. But tell us, how did that go? How did trusting big tech go for you?
Well, I think it's more than big tech. It seems to be a lot of people these days. And Tom, you know, the closer you get to the power structure, the more grifters that seem to pop out of the woodwork. But as far as Facebook goes, my partner and I spent, business partner, Terry, spent about $300,000-$400,000 on ads that would garner more likes for our pages. And we got up to about 15 million, 20 million likes across our different pages on Facebook, and we were distributing content that we had published, opinion content. They try to lump it in and say it's news, fake news, but it's all opinion. We're not saying things as fact. We're saying this is the way I see the world. Here's an article that gives you one piece of the puzzle. Here's how we look through that prism. And that went swimmingly. We ended up getting this guy in the White House for 4 years, Donald Trump, not me personally, but guys like Tom, guys like Howley, everyone on social media who shared content that was pro-Trump. If you were to turn on the mainstream news, I think the number was 93% of the coverage of Trump was negative. So in those type of conditions, normal people just watch TV, get the news, and they would take it verbatim, and they would expect that to be the case. But then you see Trump speak, and it's refreshing, especially with what's happening now at the White House, to see someone get up there and just say what they really think and do what they say. And it resonated with people, and they went on social media and they started posting pro-Trump stuff. And I think it had this effect where you would see your neighbor, well, he likes Trump, the guy down the street likes Trump, maybe I'm not the only one. And it led to this landslide. And then in 2016, as soon as Trump won, I think it was 8 days later, Zuckerberg and Obama met, I believe it was in Peru, for a quote, CNBC article calls it a wake-up call, I believe. And we don't know exactly what was said, but ever since then, I know that my ability to reach people went from huge, you know, 23 million hits to my website in 1 month from my Facebook pages to nothing. So something occurred. It used to be that Facebook was a place where you could find all the content that you couldn't get elsewhere. But now they've pushed out all the little guys like us who made the platform, created it, and got the 2-something billion people on there. And they're taking that space back, in my opinion, and it looks like they're giving it to whomever they choose. I see a lot of suggested posts in my feed now that I've got my account back. And I don't really go on there that much. I'm their target demo. I think they've just alienated so many people. But the moral of the story is, if you trust one company and build your business with that much third-party risk, it's not going to end well. Look at a guy like Bill Mitchell. He had a huge Twitter following. He was very influential leading up to 2016. And then one day they just decide, sorry, Bill, you're not going to earn an income anymore. Thanks for helping us build this platform, but we don't need you. So long.
Well, and that's one of the frustrating things, I think, to a lot of people is, you know, we had this infrastructure in 2016. We used it to buoy Trump over the edge. And so a lot of people, myself included, until it became very apparent last year that we were not going to get big tech addressed, we resisted joining these new tech outlets. You know, I resisted Spreely. I resisted Gab, which I now love. I spend a lot of time on Gab and Spreely. And even Parler, I made an account. I never did anything on there. Even when it was blowing up, I thought, no, I'm still on on Facebook. I'm still on Twitter. Everything will be fine. And, of course, we all see how that worked out in the long run. So I almost, you know, as much as I would like it, if Trump comes back as president in 24, or if we had a time machine and we could make him go back in 2018 and start taking this more seriously, standing up to Mitch McConnell, standing up to the special interests, as he did more often than not, just not really on big tech, I think that would be great. But Mark, I almost like this better because I don't really want to be on Jack Dorsey's platform or Mark Zuckerberg's platform. These people hate me. They have their god Brennan on MSNBC saying he's ashamed to be a white male. I mean, these are the people that we would be forced to coexist with and be subservient to if we're on these platforms. Meanwhile, if you go on Gab, Torba is, of course, a very vocal Christian. You are a good family man. I mean, it seems to me that just from a capitalistic perspective, it will serve us better in the long run to work with people who aren't demons.
There used to be an old saying that you vote with your dollar, and it's the most important vote you can make. And that's what we need to do. We need to rally around people who are being canceled. We need to sign up for the other platforms. And I'm not going to lie, I rested on my laurels. I like my Facebook page. I knew it was going to end, but I didn't want to accept the fact that I knew it was going to end. So I kept going and going and not building. You know, we're building Spreely. And there were other platforms out there that I could have been building presences on for the publishing side of things, but I just resisted it. And I think Facebook made a critical mistake in stripping everyone down to nothing and instantly turning the pot from just hot enough that it's a nice hot tub to your skin's falling off. And in that moment where my skin fell off and I had nothing, I realized I need to do something else. Then once I started doing something else, I realized there's no one here, you know, peeing on my head and telling me it's raining, reducing the reach of all my posts. There's no waking up and checking, is my account still there? Do I still exist digitally? Am I going to be able to pay my mortgage this month? You know, they had us in this little box where we were self-censoring and everyone was kind of towing the line and they made the rules. And then they
got
just
rid
went
of us.
Yeah, they took their own power
but
away.
It is funny. You know, I get notifications from Facebook saying the national file has been fact-checked. I'm like, you took down my pages? I can barely post on your platform? Why, fact-check me all you want. What is it? What do I care? It doesn't do anything to me. It's a big joke now. So in the last couple minutes here, what is your prediction as we embrace this new epic where we are ruled by a geriatric Alzheimer's patient? How do you predict big tech to evolve over the next couple years?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that right now they're more powerful than the government. The government hasn't done anything to rein them in. They've had the opportunity to. I support a lot of the stuff that President Trump did. The one thing that I think he realizes that, and maybe he didn't have the ability to do, I don't know. I think he could have changed 230 and its interpretation and done some stuff. But if there was one thing I would like to have seen done, it was to figure out a way to allow public discourse to occur on these platforms, because they really are the new public square. Never before in the history of man has one person or one boardroom been able to determine who gets to speak out of a group of almost 3 billion, almost half the planet is on the platform. And kudos to them for building that. But I think they're just going to get more powerful. I think there'll probably be something that Merrick Garland does that looks like he's addressing a problem, but it's just going to make it worse because that's what government does. Whenever they touch something, it turns into number two. And I hate to say the future is bleak because it's not. The future is bleak for Facebook, I believe, because I don't think they're giving people what they want. The moment you stop giving people what they want, guys like Torba, guys like Bongino, Mercer, and Matt, or I forget the pronunciation of the gentleman's name who started Parler, no disrespect intended, are going to come out of the woodwork. Guys like us, Terry and I and Spreely and Justin, we're going to go out there and we're going to create things and people are going to use them and they're going to take off. Parler grew to 20 million people just because everyone decided, no, screw it. And Trump has the power. If he starts an account and starts speaking to the people from a new platform, whether he owns it or he chooses someone else, it doesn't matter. He can still change the paradigm. It's not too late to correct the one thing left
people
undone.
Are going
to
go, wherever Trump goes, people are going to follow. And I hope he goes on all of them eventually. I mean, I think that he's worried they won't have the bandwidth for him. But you're all seeing exponential growth. Spreely is seeing exponential growth. Congratulations, and thanks for creating a real public forum. Don't go away. You're watching The American Journal.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth. The globalists want you dependent. They want you alone. They want you bankrupt. They want you starving in the dark. That is what their entire spirit is driving for, because they want total submission. When you get high-quality storable food that lasts more than a decade, you are buying food insurance that you and your family and your neighbors and friends can eat. We have the best sponsor when it comes to storable food out there. And now they're running a limited special because of the ice storms a few weeks ago, of free shipping and 10% off. But it must end this Saturday. There's only a few days left at InfoWarsStore.com. Their entire catalog at InfoWarsStore.com is 10% off with free shipping. And with food, a big part of the cost is the shipping. So unprecedented sale. It's going to end this Saturday in just a few days. InfoWarsStore.com takes you to the main page. PrepareWithAlex.com takes you right to the sub page where you can order and get this food delivered to you. It's ready to ship to you right now, and your purchase funds the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody and stuff together. Okay.
Welcome back to The American Journal. I am Tom Pappert, filling in for Harrison Smith today. And in the last hour, the last two segments, we had Mark Sidney, Spreely.com, new competitor in the marketplace of free ideas. Highly recommend that social network. National File is having a lot of fun on there. In the back half of this hour, we will be joined by Jack Hadfield, a reporter here at National File, to talk about some of his big exclusives. He's got two or three of them circulating right now on National File. This dovetails nicely between what we were just talking about and what we will be talking about, and that is what is going on in Arizona, which Arizona has a lot of potential. It looks like Representative Andy Biggs is going to challenge this loser named Mark Kelly. He only won because he was running against a legitimately awful, awful candidate in that he's a Democrat, of course, very anti-gun, very anti-freedom, and he is going to back Biden up every step of the way. But Arizona is a fascinating state, and it has so much potential because it is really what we're talking about when we say retake your party from the ground up. You have precinct committeemen in Arizona, which, by the way, anybody can become one of those. You got to get like 150 votes. Go knock on some doors and you can become a precinct committeeman of your local Republican Party. So many good precinct committeemen are in the state of Arizona, however, probably because they were rebelling against the deep state John McCain, that sellout, that songbird, that now they have reelected Kelly Ward, one of the top Trump allies really in the country, to be the chair of the Arizona Republican Party. And because we have a good chair in Arizona, in Kelly Ward, that empowers the state legislature there to really make some waves in election reform, in holding the left accountable with lawsuits, with new laws, with bills. this is and should be a prototype for the rest of the country, and we're already starting to see it. I'll go into some of these stories, but we're already starting to see that happen in Georgia, and we're already starting to see that happen in, of all places, Michigan, and in some of these other states. It's not that hard. It just takes a lot of us pushing in the same direction to take over these state Republican parties, these county Republican parties, and remake them in the image of us and in the image of Trump and in the image of God instead of whatever it is these people are doing now. And just think about how powerful that will be. In the state of Georgia, we came very, very close to restoring integrity in the election last year. It was just these two losers in the State Department, the Department of State of Georgia. It was Raffensperger and Jordan Fuchs, this 30-year-old has-been woman who we now know is really running the state of Georgia behind the scenes for Raffensperger. But David Schaefer, the Republican Party chair there in Georgia, he was all on board. He came this close to getting Raffensperger to be a rational, normal human being. And so now there's a couple new headlines. We'll go into them this hour. Arizona Representative Mark Fincham launches Guardian Defense Fund to fight back against defamation and big tech censorship. He is also suing the Arizona Democrat House leader and the Democrat media, mainstream media, but I repeat myself, in Arizona to hold them accountable. This is also the first guy. Sabatini in Florida seems to have followed. This is the first guy to file legislation that would fine big tech within the state of Arizona for every single user in the state if they are found to discriminate, to ban, to censor based on religious affiliation, based on political beliefs, based on things that are covered by the Constitution. So there is a lot of potential in this country to be turned around. And it's a very dark winter that we're in, to quote Joe Biden. But it's also a tremendous opportunity for our side to come together, to realize who the allies are and who the enemies are, who the wolves in sheep's clothing are, and make a legitimate change for the better in this party and in this country. And in 2022, we can come back 10 times stronger. I'll tell you how on the other side. Don't go away. You're watching The American Journal.
I sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high grade organic vitamin B12 and Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ and the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure deep breath crystal iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars, you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Broadcast. So there's some big things happening out west in the great state of Arizona, and I hope that they are mirrored all across the country. Arizona State Representative Mark Fincham, and you may remember this guy. He is the one who made national headlines. He is the one who organized and hosted that first or second election integrity hearing in the Arizona State House. He is a very formidable person. He's a big he actually was also responsible, if you rewind a little bit, for getting silver made legal tender within the state of Arizona. He had Ron Paul out to talk about that at the time. I mean, this is a real example of a statesman who takes his job seriously. And we need more of these all across the country. Now he has launched this defense fund to fight back against lies from big tech, from the mainstream media. He has raised $15,000 to sue the Democrats in his own state for defamation because they're claiming that he incited the insurrection. Now, let's actually, I'll start by explaining that story. Exclusive: Fincham sues Arizona Democrat House leader for defamation over insurrection claims. Articles up at nationalfile.com. Arizona State Representative Mark Fincham is suing the state's Democrat House leader for defamation over claims he and others incited an insurrection. It's just so ridiculous. I can't stand using that word without putting a funny voice on it, because insurrections, from my novice understanding, I will admit I am no lawyer, I am not a politician, and nor will I ever be either, but it just seems like insurrection has like tanks and guns and helicopters maybe. It's not some weirdo in a with horns on his head doing a chant to cleanse the Capitol of demonic energies because he read about it on an image board. That doesn't sound like an insurrection to me, so I cannot take myself seriously when I say that. Following the protests on Capitol Hill on January 6th, a number of Arizona Democrats claimed in a letter sent to the FBI that a group of Republican Arizona legislators and legislators-elect publicly advocated for the overthrow of election results, which encouraged precisely the kind of violent conduct that we witnessed. So you see, that is the new narrative. And that's why it's so important. That's why I wanted to cover this. That's why Fincham is fighting back. Because the new narrative is, if you even question the election, if you look back and you think of those videos of Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss at 2 in the morning finding the ballot boxes under the table after telling all the observers to go home because they're done for the day because a water main broke, turned out to be a clogged toilet. If you look back at all that, that hell that we went through, Alex predicted it, the 79 days of hell. If you look back at that and you question it and you say, well, what were Ruby and Shea doing? If you look at all these inconsistencies, like in Arizona, there's a couple state level districts there where the Democrats spent $2 or $3 million to sway 40,000 people. Just think about that. They would have been better off bribing them, just handing them cash. Not that I'd recommend it. Although the Democrats got away with that too in Nevada. But they spent $2-3 million on these little tiny districts in Arizona to try to flip it blue so that Republicans would lose control of the state house. And it didn't happen. The Republicans won because Trump came out and let them come on stage with him as he did his rally. And so as a result, the Republicans in these small districts won, even though they were outfunded sometimes 10-1, sometimes 100-1. That's how powerful Trump's endorsement is. And yet we're supposed to believe that he lost. And if you say any of that aloud, if you question the results of the sordid 2020 election, then according to the Democrats, the FBI should come to your door. You should get a knock from Biden's thugs, from Garland's thugs, soon to be, who will come and potentially arrest you for refusing to acknowledge the new great lie of our time, that Joe Biden received 81 million votes. Most popular president in history can't even hold a press conference because he might have to answer a question. Most popular president in history, and yet you look at his YouTube feed, he'll get 500 people watching with 10,000 dislikes and 100 likes. Most popular president in history, but they have to disable the comments on every single social media channel that they have. If you don't participate in that big lie, that's the real big lie, then you are a insurrectionist. The letter from the Democrats argues that there is evidence to indicate that then Arizona state reps and current Mark Fincham and former Anthony Kern, as well as U.S. representatives Paul Gosar and Andy Biggs, encouraged, facilitated, participated, and possibly helped plan this anti-democratic insurrection on January 6th. So what is it? Trump created it. Trump incited it. And it just happened, boom, organically. Or Representative Mark Fincham in Arizona is like sitting in a Zoom call with all the other people who question the election and saying, and then we will send in the Q shaman and they will never resist. Q shaman will take them all down and we will control the government. I mean, this is such ridiculous thinking. And yet this passes for the mainstream now. And so I'm glad that takes us back to the first story. I'm glad that they've raised $15,000 to sue the crap out of the Democrats. I hope that they raise more. I think that anybody who has the means should absolutely be suing for their good name right now, because the FBI, without that, and maybe even without that pushback, they're going to start arresting us. Merrick Garland is reportedly planning to just start arresting Trump supporters who weren't even anywhere near Capitol Hill, who didn't go to Washington, D.C. on January 6th. People who might have made a Facebook post, people who might have made a Parler post or a Gab or a tweet that was simply suggesting, hey, I don't believe this election thing. This seems messed up. And last I checked, that's 60% of the Republican Party who do not believe in the results of the 2020 election. And I'm sure that when they call you on the phone, it's probably way more than 60, because when they call you on the phone and it's not a robot and it's a real person asking you the poll questions, and you got to sit there and wonder if these people are going to be honest about their beliefs. I have yet to meet somebody who really, really thinks Trump lost this election getting 70, 75 million votes, and then Biden miraculously gets 81 million, only at 3 a.m., though. His voters only come out at 3 a.m. Only at 3 a.m. and only in five major cities. What was it? Atlanta, Philadelphia, and so on. Detroit. Yeah, only in the big cities, only at 3 a.m. That's when Biden supporters, maybe they are all dead. Maybe they're ghosts. Maybe they're demons. Maybe the demons come out to vote for Biden at 2 in the morning. Speaking to the Epoch Times, Fincham said that there are two key points with the fund that he is using to raise a legal defense, a legal offense. The first being to defend individuals who have wrongly been accused of treason. Fincham referenced a lawsuit which contains a quote from Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals about isolating people, noting that Marxists work by going after, quote, the people who can't defend themselves in order to make them an example. And that's what we're seeing right now. And that's why they're going after black women running for state delegate, which is like a state house seat in Maryland. And that's how come they're going after people like Noel Fritch, a campaign consultant who just happened to be in the city of Washington, D.C., working for his clients on January 6th. He's an America First guy, and that's why they hate him. And so they send the jackboots out to visit his 9 months pregnant wife. We're working on a story in National File of a guy. He's a federal contractor. He builds things for a living. And he had an Alex Jones sticker on his on the toolbox that the government makes him provide himself. And he had don't believe the election sticker and that type of stuff. And a 3%er sticker. I think that's actually why the feds got mad at him. And they questioned him for an hour. Are you trying to overthrow the government? Are you part of the terrorist organization, the 3%ers? Do you go to Reddit? Do you go to 4chan? Do you go to 8chan? This is just some guy. He's a contractor. He builds things for a living. He's not an insurrectionist. He's not a Nazi. But that's who they will make an example of, and that's why it is so important to fight back. Don't go away.
It's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I have had a major wake-up call living in Texas this last week about how important storable food is. Now, I have plenty of storable food at my house, but my notion has always been this is last case scenario, worst case scenario, like end of America, apocalyptic type scenario. But I'm realizing now that's not the case. Folks, they can shut off the power, they can shut off the water at any given moment. Now, I was lucky I had plenty of food in my fridge and in my pantry that I didn't have to dig into my storable food. But many people in Texas didn't. Don't be in that situation. Don't have that major wake-up call. When they come to shut down your power and they shut down the stores and the food supply, have the backup, have the insurance, and be ready to feed yourself, your family, your friends, and your neighbors with the storable food, best quality, best price, 10% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today.
Welcome back to the American Journal, and I have to say an apology to the crew because I went over an hour without plugging, and if I don't plug, then they don't have a job if that keeps happening. So let's take a brief second here and look at some of these unbelievable deals currently at InfoWarsStore.com. Only 5 days left right now to take advantage of these and fortify your supplies against the dark winter that Biden has promised. Just because it's getting warm outside, it's the dark winter continues. They're saying masks through 2023 now. And even though Texas and even though Missouri and Mississippi and some of these other states are fighting back against this federal overreach, with Texas and Mississippi both getting rid of their mask mandates. Mississippi already did it. Texas, I guess, is the 10th. I don't know why you have to give everybody 7-8 days notice. And, of course, Missouri has at least two counties that are pledging to stand up against Joe Biden, any of his totalitarian anti-gun orders. Just because we need to take it to the individual level. Nobody is responsible for you and your family but you. And now is the time to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get up to 50% off top-selling products to add to your stockpile. Survival Shield X2, one of the best out there, 50% off plus free shipping. In fact, it seems to be free shipping on all of these unbelievable deals. Turbo Force, which, my God, take a half a pack of Turbo Force to start, or you may not know what you're doing. You may start going hypersonic. Turbo Force, fantastic natural energy boost, not caffeine. There's no crash. I absolutely love it. 40% off, free shipping. Super Male Vitality. Here's a funny story of how you know this works. I was taking Super Male Vitality perhaps a little bit too religiously a week or so ago, and I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm getting zits. I'm getting pimples, and I'm like, what the hell is happening? I'm like halfway to 30. Why? What is causing this? Why am I going through puberty again? And then I realized, no, that's the Super Male Vitality raising your testosterone to the levels of a 14-year-old boy, Tom. You are getting zits and pimples because these supplements are so damn powerful. InfoWars privacy pouches. That is an absolute necessity right now. I mean, you do not want the government tracking you everywhere you go. How creepy is it when you mention something offhand to a person you see on the street, and 2 hours later, you're browsing your Facebook feed, and Mark Zuckerberg is trying to sell you that product? Or even worse, I've had people who their son goes to a college the three or four states away. They've never texted about it. They've never talked about it. But because Facebook can see the connections, they're trying to sell this woman, this mother, classes at this college. InfoWars privacy pouch might just prevent that. Knockout sleep support on days when I've got to wake up at 6 in the morning, be here on the American Journal. Knockout is an absolute necessity to make that possible. You can also get Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. Ultra 12, tastes delicious, 50% off. Winter Sun Plus, 25% off. Get that vitamin D that we all need. All storable foods right now are 10% off plus free shipping. And by the way, it now is also a good time to get an Alexa Pure Pro, get a water filter, get an air filter. I just saw yesterday in the city of Austin, somebody was informing me about this, their apartment complex is now going to turn off their water for the next 2 weeks with no explanation, just no water. No water for you. Good luck. So this is, I mean, we're seeing right now the reason why Alex Jones sells these supplements, why he sells water filters, why he sells air filters, why he sells storable food, because you cannot trust the state. Last time I was on this very broadcast, I brought that up. I said, you cannot trust these people. If you are trusting the people who just let the entire Texas power grid fail to build your water, to make your water, you're a crazy person. And now here we are. There's an apartment complex with over 360 units in Austin, Texas, that's going to be without water for the next 2 weeks. And of course, you can get bottled water. You can buy it by the jug, and you just got to look at those ingredients, because the overwhelming majority of bottled water in this country, well, now they add fluoride to it. Isn't that just lovely? And by the way, I live in one of the only cities in this country that doesn't have fluoride here in Wichita, Kansas. I owe that for a lot. I owe that for getting me on the show. I'm sure if I was a fluoride-addled individual, I would not be on the American Journal. So all these available, 50% off, tons and tons of products, free shipping on everything I just mentioned, InfoWarsStore.com. Only 5 days left to take advantage of these deals. So in the next segment, we're going to talk to a real journalist, Jack Hadfield of National File. But I want to, before we do that, air a short video, and then Jack and I can discuss on the other side. There is another real journalist out there who mistakenly thought that she would have a career at a mainstream network television affiliate in Arizona. Another Arizona person waking up and getting out of the insanity box. Let's go to video number 3. Top-rated Arizona news anchor resigns and says, I no longer want to do this job.
This time away from work has given me a chance to reflect on my work. 22 years ago, Fox 10 hired me and paired me up with John Hook to bring you the news every night. Shortly after becoming a team, we jumped in the ratings, and we've held the number one spot for almost all of our time together. Anyone who's worked in TV news can tell you that is not an easy feat, and it's one I'm extremely proud of. And I thank you for that, for tuning in and inviting us into your homes. Sadly, journalism has changed a lot since I first stepped into a newsroom. And I'll be honest, I don't like the direction it's going. The media needs more balance in coverage and a wider range of viewpoints represented in every newsroom, at every level, and in each position. In the past few years, I haven't felt proud to be a member of the media. I'm sure there are other journalists out there who feel the same way. I found myself reading news copy that I didn't believe was fully truthful or only told part of the story. And I began to feel that I was contributing to the fear and division in this country by continuing on in this profession. It's been a serious struggle for me, and I no longer want to do this job anymore. So I've decided the time is right to do something else, and I'm leaving Fox 10. I thank Fox for their understanding as I've come to this decision, and I am grateful for the opportunities they provided for me to cover so many big stories over the years. As I close this chapter of my career, there will probably be some hit pieces written about me. Not everyone is dedicated to telling the truth, but thankfully many of you have figured that out. I promise you, if you hear it from my lips, it will be truthful. It is scary walking away from a good job and a successful career, especially in difficult times. I know God has my back and will guide me to work that aligns with my values. I feel such a deep connection to all of you wonderful Fox 10 viewers here in Arizona and those I've met and interviewed over the years. Thank you so much for your trust and friendship all these years. I will keep in touch, and I hope you will do the same.
That woman's name, that very fine journalist's name, is Carrie Lake. She's on social media. She's big on Rumble, 500,000 views on that video since she posted it yesterday. And that is a real journalist. She looks around. She sees what she's being asked to do. She gets disgusted, and she leaves. That's called integrity. That's called cojones. That's called doing what's right and be damned with the consequences. So God bless her. I hope that many more people take her call, follow her example, and so long as she's willing to work 10 times harder than you have to in the mainstream media, she'll probably do very well and make more money. Don't go away. On the other side, we'll have Jack Hadfield, reporter at the National Final, talk about a couple exclusive articles he's got up.
We're shooting this on the evening of Monday, March 1st, 2021. And in just 6 days, this Saturday, the biggest sale ever on storable food is going to end. Because of the ice storms and the problems around the country, our big supplier, highest quality storable food at the lowest price, My Patriot, is giving us the best deal ever. Free shipping on all of their storable food. And that's a big cost of storable food is the shipping because it weighs a lot. And 10% off on top of it. You won't see this deal come along for a long, long time. You've got until this Saturday, the 6th of March, 2021, and then contractually they have to end the sale because they have hundreds of distributors and they're getting mad that we're undercutting the price. They decided to do this, so it's exclusively available. There's a few days left at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Takes you right to specials. All their food, all their packages, 1 month, 6 months, a year. It's all at PrepareWithAlex.com. Take advantage of it now and advance the InfoWars. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. Get some supplements because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much. The globalists want you dependent. They want you alone. They want you bankrupt. They want you starving in the dark. That is what their entire spirit is driving for because they want total submission. When you get high-quality storable food that lasts more than a decade, you are buying food insurance that you and your family and your neighbors and friends can eat. We have the best sponsor when it comes to storable food out there. And now they're running a limited special because the ice storms a few weeks ago of free shipping and 10% off. But it must end this Saturday. There's only a few days left at InfoWarsStore.com. Their entire catalog at InfoWarsStore.com is 10% off with free shipping. And with food, a big part of the cost is the shipping. So unprecedented sale. It's going to end this Saturday in just a few days. InfoWarsStore.com takes you to the main page. PrepareWithAlex.com takes you right to the sub page where you can order and get this food delivered to you. It's ready to ship to you right now, and your purchase funds the InfoWar.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 star. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio, is a fortress all in ruins.
Welcome back to the American Journal. I hate to interrupt such good bumper music, but there's only so many minutes in the broadcast here. We have now joining us Jack Hadfield, a reporter at National File covering, in this case, Europe. He covers American politics, specifically Arizona. We've got a guy in the UK covering Arizona. I don't know how we wound up with this. But Jack, the big breaking story of this morning, German intelligence agency places the populist right-wing party Alternative for Deutschland under state surveillance. So tell us, what does this mean? What is going on in the continent?
Yeah, well, to be my slightly biased opinion is that this is clearly, you know, the German deep state attempting to influence the upcoming German elections. But in terms of what the media says is going on, is that the Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution, which is the BFV, this is Germany's domestic intelligence agency that was set up after Nazi Germany, basically to ensure that no extremist parties could ever take charge in the country again. So on Wednesday morning, the BFV president Thomas Haldenwang told the leaders of a number of regional domestic intelligence branches that the AfD has been monitored as a suspected case of so-called far-right extremism since February the 25th. And I believe there was a legal case going on right now with the AfD again trying to prevent this, but the AfD have claimed that because the meeting took place Wednesday morning and the German press very quickly found out, the co-leader Tino Trapulla, not exactly how I surely pronounced that, but he said the BFV was behaving, you know, in a scandalous way, you know, and he accused the intelligence agency of them leaking the meeting and the decision to monitor the AfD to the press. And he said there was in order to influence competition between democratic parties to the detriment of the AfD. Because what's happening now, the AfD is the number one opposition party in Germany. Because what happens, the two big parties, well, specifically the CDU and the CSU, which is the Bavarian sister party to Angela Merkel's centre-right party, is currently in a grand coalition with the SPD, which is the Social Democrats and the main centre-left party. So the AfD is the biggest party that is not currently in government, so it's seen as the main opposition to the current German government. And it's only, you know, 1.5, 2 weeks before very important state to regional elections, and there's a national election coming up on September the 26th. Now, not only is this just it's not just a normal national election, because this will be the first time that Angela Merkel, you know, known as Mutti or Mummy to a lot of Germans, she'll be stepping down as Chancellor after 16 years, and you know she's had quite an iron grip. Rule over German politics. So really, if there's any election where the AfD was going to break through, where the CDU and CSU couldn't simply rely on Merkel being a vote winner, that would be this election. And lo and behold, the German deep state is now investigating the AfD. Yeah, there's a number of prominent AfD politicians. You know, Jürgen Braun said, you know you're living in Germany when only 1.5 weeks ahead of the regional elections, the domestic secret service declares the biggest opposition party to be suspicious. It's pretty clear what's going on. I don't think the timing is coincidental at all, and I don't think the fact that the media knew about this meeting almost as soon as after it happened, I don't think that was a coincidence either.
So, Jack, and this sounds very, very similar to, of course, what they want here in the United States, where after the January 6th insurrection, the Democrats started calling for a domestic spy agency. And so it seems as though that we are seeing a preview of what could be our near future here in the United States, where maybe they'll put Brennan in charge of it. He says he's ashamed to be a white male, and they will just use it to attack their political enemies. I mean, this is really unprecedented for Western democracies, and yet it seems like it's going to be the norm going forward. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think Germany's quite an interesting model for these people because, as I said, they have such, you know, anti-free speech laws. They have such, you know, surveillance, again, because supposedly so that Nazi Germany would never happen again. But, you know, that's obviously just a very nice, convenient cover that nobody can supposedly argue with, you know, enact this domestic surveillance on parties that they disagree with. You know, to say that the AfD are anywhere close to the Nazis is absolutely ridiculous and probably slanderous in any sensible country.
Well, and meanwhile, of course, you have these new Gestapos, this modern day Nazi, you got to believe what we believe guys, going around and putting people that they don't like, whose politics they disagree with, under investigation. So I want to get on to, we've got a big story about a university there in the UK in the next segment, but what do you think? I mean, I don't know how the German people think, not like, you know, I don't know how the British people think either, but here in America, if that happened, I think that it would make people want the AfD to get in more. It'd be like when Obama, of course, was spying on Trump. Once that came out, it didn't make people think it was really cool that Obama did that. It made people support Trump more. How do you think this is going to impact the elections and the political makeup?
Yeah, I mean, if the AfD spin this well, then it could potentially be a vote winner. But again, you have to understand that a lot of Germans have the, have the Second World War beaten into them as, you know, as really, you know, white guilt, but more specifically German guilt, you know, in such a way that they say, oh, you know, they're taught from birth that, you know, you can't protect your borders because otherwise you'd be Nazis. You know, you can't stand up for, you know, this because otherwise you'd be Nazis. You know, you can't criticize, you know, the government in any way because that would just make you a Nazi far right extremist. So a lot of Germans internalize this guilt that they carry around. And clearly a lot of them rebelled it with the AfD. But who knows, again, if the media spins this the right way, you know, this could, you know, potentially trigger, you know, this almost psychological brainwashing that Germans have undergone since the end of the Second World War to be good little, you know, centrist Democrat citizens. A lot of that brainwashing could kick in and perhaps, you know, spook them off from voting AfD. So it could certainly go either way. I know the latter is certainly how the state security services would want it to go, I'm sure.
Of course, otherwise they wouldn't have leaked it. We just got to hope that the people of Germany, where they've had massive anti-lockdown riots in the last few months, we just got to hope that these are riots, I should say, peaceful protests, mostly peaceful protests. We'll just hope that the good people of Germany have woken up enough. So just in a couple minutes here, before we go on and talk about what's going on with the education system in your country, let's talk about the similarities between that and the lawsuits and the legal defense fund started by Mark Fincham, because now we have the FBI. FBI essentially becoming this BFV, mm-hmm. and they're investigating anybody who questions the election. So do you see any similarities there?
Yeah, I can definitely see links between the two. Certainly, obviously, under Obama's tenure, you know, the FBI was going up against, you know, relatively milquetoast conservatives. You know, obviously Dinesh D'Souza was a classic example of that. And you know, nowadays people wouldn't see him as far right or whatever at all. You know, he's a relatively moderate person. So imagine what the FBI is going to do to anybody vaguely America First. Certainly under the Biden administration. I think, again, after January the 6th, you know, the crackdowns that we're going to see, again, probably going to phrase it in very much the same way that the Germans do, which is protecting the Constitution. But in this case, it'll be protecting
democracy,
the Constitution,
protecting democracy. The institutions,
this
the most
is very dangerous
temple.
To our democracy, you know,
right.
exactly the same
the
way that the news
and they dress it up in like quasi-religious phraseology, too. You know, it's like they were calling the Capitol building, which is nothing special. Sorry, I've seen it. They're calling it, oh, it's the temple to our democracy. It's our most sacrosanct layer of republicanism, except they don't even like the R word. So, Jack, I want to get into what's going on in the UK. We'll do a little preview. A student was recently blocked from her own student association for daring to say the words Rule Britannia and then also daring to support the British troops. This is our future here in America. You guys are always like 5 years ahead. So soon you will get expelled from college for saying God bless America. Mark my words. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Jack Hadfield.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com. You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
The need for storable foods are increasingly apparent. With millions left without power, including most grocery stores, many Texas residents are left without food. The lines at the grocery stores are getting longer and longer, while most of the store shelves are left bare. Now we know that in the most historic record-freezing temperatures in over a century, your government can simply turn off the power, turn off the heat, and turn off the water. Don't let your government dictate whether or not you're able to feed your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get at least a year's supply of storable foods to make sure you and your family are prepared for the unimaginable. Get your storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the American Journal. I am Tom Papert, editor-in-chief of NationalFile.com, filling in for Harrison Smith today, and I am joined by Jack Hadfield, our UK reporter. We were just talking about the insane situation going on in Germany to make sure Angela Merkel's successor gets elected. Now, Jack, there's also some insanity happening in your neck of the woods. You had a university student there contact you with a story, and it turned out to be absolutely insane. And of course, we've covered it briefly here on the show. Aberdeen University Student Association bans a student for saying "Rule Britannia" and defending the troops. So first of all, because I don't know if Americans understand the significance, I probably didn't before I met you, of that phrase, explain "Rule Britannia" for us.
Yeah, well, "Rule Britannia" is a very sort of patriotic expression that, you know, any, you know, proud Briton would be happy to say. It's sung, you know, obviously it's the name of a very popular song, you know, also the lyrics "Rule Britannia."
Video with Nigel
Britannia
Farage went viral. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, Britons never ever will be slaves, as the lyrics go. And it's sung every year at the last night of the proms, which is a very big sort of classical music thing that the BBC puts on with lots of flag waving. And in fact, that's a screenshot in the header image there from the last night of the proms. So even among most ordinary Britain, you know, the phrase "Rule Britannia" and certainly the song, you know, evokes patriotism and love for country and everything along those lines. But yeah, so that,
and
but that's
so then
not
what happened when this poor girl said it? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so Elizabeth, who's a first-year student at Aberdeen University, she was in a virtual student council meeting in which the topic was discussed as to whether to continue their ban of the British military from campus, because there's something called the University Officers Training Corps, which is a member of the Army Reserves that recruits from university students. And yeah, it's almost like a society where lots of university students across the country join, but they were banned from recruiting with the student association, also known as a students union, which is what a lot of British universities have. So they were debating whether to continue the motion, which thankfully didn't pass again. But during this debate, one student said that having the British military on campus would make international students feel uncomfortable because of the atrocities committed by the British Empire. And then in response to that, Elizabeth asked, well, you know, why would anybody who had been terrorized by the armed forces of a country want to then come to that country to study? Obviously, it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. And later on, she then quipped "Rule Britannia" as well, slightly afterwards, in a more tongue-in-cheek way, after, you know, defending the military from this really bunch of communists, which is what a lot of university students are. But after that, one of the students launched a complaint to the Students Association, and in fact, then they deemed that she had then broken a number of student bylaws, and argued that the phrase Rural Britannia specifically, in the emails it said they specifically picked out Rural Britannia. They said it could be construed as potentially discriminatory. And they weren't able to determine whether there had been a deliberate racist intent in saying Rural Britannia, but she was still punished for falling foul of bylaws, which included rules that students must not use foul or abusive language. So foul or abusive language, you know, saying Rural Britannia, that doesn't sound exactly right to me, you know, and she told us at National Fire that she said she felt she'd been sanctioned by the university for the sole crime of being patriotic.
And so you obtained the email that the University Student Association sent to this poor gal. Elizabeth Heverin is her name. This is some of the language. Discriminatory or racist language or behavior will not be tolerated in any circumstances. It is important to remember that the student body at Aberdeen is diverse and made up of students from many countries. Care, therefore, needs to be taken in the choice of language used, and local cultural references may not always be mean the same to other as they may do to you. So it's like, first of all, these students, I mean, I know British English is a little bit different, Jack, but that was very difficult to read. I think that they need to go back and take some basic grammar lessons. And then again, this is the equivalent of saying, you know, God bless America. This is the equivalent of saying, I'm proud to be an American. You know, any of the Americanisms that are popular from our great songs, you know, oh, say, can you see? You know, all of these things are now racist and discriminatory in the UK. You do have to wonder, I know that there's been some movements to kind of rein in college campuses. What on earth are people thinking when they send their students there or their children there, though?
Well, I don't know. I think there's a lot of parents nowadays, you know, still consider university as, you know, the place to go in order to get a job. I mean, yeah, I went to university, obviously University of Warwick, but actually that had nothing to do with what I'm doing now. It's probably, you know, there's probably a number of people who, rather than going to university, you know, would make far much more money, you know, being an apprentice or doing a trade or doing anything of the sorts. But it was certainly started by Tony Blair when he wanted to get back in the 90s, when he wanted to get as many people going to university as they possibly could, that then had this idea that, you know, you have to go to university to get a good job. If you don't go to university, well, then you'll be poor and wasting your life. And yeah, so there's this attitude that's been lasting for the past 30 years or so. But thankfully, you know, as some people now, certainly my generation, if the universities were as they are in, you know, 20 or 30 years, let's say, when I have kids and they want to go there, I'd probably recommend they not go, because it really is a den of Marxism, you know, hardcore left-wing identity politics. You know, and it really is just now serves as purely brainwashing for a lot of the younger generation. And if you're susceptible to these things, you can go into university a very normal person and come out of it, you know, feminist, genderqueer, you know, pansexual, whatever the hell. I think there's quite a few memes from a couple of years ago where they showed like people before university and then after university, right. And certainly a stark difference there. But
it's,
yeah,
a bad,
as you mentioned,
haircut,
the,
it's bad skin complexion, it's bad everything.
Exactly.
So, and ironically, Jack, I mean, the real reason why I think you're involved in this whole crazy world of conservative politics and spreading the truth is because of how your university treated you. And I don't know if you're comfortable going into that, but I mean, that is that you're not the only one. It seems to be that somebody expresses an unorthodox idea, like we should have basic levels of freedom in the West, and then as a result, the university comes down on them with the force of 1,000 suns.
Well, exactly. You know, I you know, just ran a free speech forum where I allowed people to talk about whatever they wanted and included some unsavory ideas, which I disagreed with. But, you know, I decided to let people speak because, you know, I'm a free speech absolutist in many ways. And then the university came down hard on me for allowing that. You know, they reported me to the police and, you know, all sorts of things. But basically, you know, they allowed me to graduate, but basically in a sort of a you know, don't come back, you know, now we've got rid of you sort of thing. So it kind of just swept me under the rug because I don't think they wanted any, well, the university had, well, slightly afterwards, you know, they're involved in a whole other scandal that, you know, that painted them bad light. So they're very sort of pressy oriented. So I don't think they wanted more. More headlines about me there, but yeah, it was ridiculous. You know, they interviewed me at one point. They interviewed me for 3 hours straight. You know, a guy did, you know, good cop and then bad cop, and asked me to explain, you know, memes in a very interrogatory way, and accused me of being secretly racist because I wanted to protect red squirrels from being, you know, from not going extinct. It was absolutely bananas. But yeah, this is what British universities do now. You know, they'll come down hard on you if you're right wing, or they'll come down on you for, you know, having any unorthodox views, really. Yeah, it's to say that universities now, yeah, they're a den of, you know, of Marxist snake like vipers who contribute nothing towards society. And that's certainly my thought on how the British education system is right now. But just to finish off, actually, the government is combating this. They're putting in a number of free speech sort of restrictions onto universities to make sure that they can't just deplatform people, to make sure that they are allowing lots of speakers on campus, and certainly, you know, more conservative students like I was back then and like Elizabeth now will be getting more protections. So you know, I don't agree with Boris Johnson a lot of on a number of things he's doing, but, you know, fair play to him, fair play to his government for, you know, standing up for free speech in universities.
Free speech and the free exchange of ideas at a university campus seems essential. Jack, where can we find you on social media?
Yeah, you can find me on Gab at JH or on Twitter at Jack Hatters.
Jack Hatfield, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be joined 6 minutes after the hour starts by Patrick Howley right here on the American Journal. Please enjoy, when we come back, the special presentation.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God, and the noose is only going to tie it around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order. But at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it, and on its ashes, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it. Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Just this weekend, I saw British TV, UK TV, Australian TV, and Canadian news looking at the Great Reset for what it is, a world government corporate takeover where they're exempt from the taxes and the regulations. Nobody else is. And then everybody from small farms to small factories to power plants get shut down.
There's a big difference between investment and ownership. My objection in the past has been to selling out our water to very vital commodities, just as we've seen in relation to our telecommunications or indeed in relation to our agriculture, our dairy industry. So because we've sold the dairy industry completely virtually to China, they're getting fresh milk, they're getting powdered milk, when that's precisely what our families need.
Well, another warning sign is any organisation with the term world in their name. And of course, we shouldn't forget the World Trade Organization. With lofty goals espousing free trade, its real mission seems not to be holding China to the same integrity requirements as the rest of the world when it comes to intellectual property protection, trade tariffs and barriers, etc. Thank goodness it has the goal to reduce inequality, which is socialist speak for taking from the productive and giving to the non-productive. Someone needs to tell them about history. It shows it never works.
The Great Reset. This is the plan by the World Economic Forum to encourage governments to use all the levers they used during lockdown, enforced business closures, 23-hour lockdowns, restricting how far you can go from your home, and ridiculously aggressive policing tactics in order to tackle climate change. The Guardian last week ran a lengthy and, to be frank, fairly tedious article by someone I've never heard of called Ann Davies attacking me, it seems to be my week, for spreading conspiracy theories about the Great Reset, accompanied by a photo of myself looking suitably deranged and unhinged. Ms. Davies clearly doesn't understand what a conspiracy theory is. There is no secret agenda about the Great Reset. They're shouting it from the rafters. It's not me saying they want you to own nothing and be happy about it. It's them. Prices, only eat meat as a treat, billions of refugees from climate change. I have only ever repeated the words of Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum, the words of Prince Charles, who said use all the levers, the words of the head of the United Nations, Guterres, who says we must use COVID to counter climate change, and many other very powerful and influential individuals who insist we must go straight from COVID lockdowns to climate lockdowns.
And Australia is a couple years ahead of us in this. So it's bankrupting their farmers, their businesses. But when China comes in, their companies are exempt by the government. Well, it's the same thing now with Biden.
I think also here we need a reset. We cannot go back to the system of multilateralism which we have established after World War II. What we need is a reform of the international system. Just think of the WTO. We have to integrate the new dimensions of global trade, like everything which has to do with e-commerce and so on. So definitively, multilateralism will get a boost by the election of President Biden.
So this is very simple. The globalists are invested in China, and they want everybody else shut down. And Australia has been leading the way.
March is here.
When it comes to actually
running a special for only 1 week. Store-wide free shipping up to 50% off on our best-selling items. Free shipping on storable food till this next Saturday and 10% off. Do you have any idea that most of the cost of storable food is the shipping? That is the best deal ever. Only till this Saturday. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 50% off. Turbo Force, the 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12 out there. Take it out of the tongue. It's incredible. 50% off. All of it free shipping. Huge
deals on gravity-fed water filters. Amazing deals on all of our products. I'll be frank with you. Stuff's so bad, things are so out of control. I'm trying to sell them everything so we actually have funds inside our coffers to keep operating if they shut our shopping carts down. We're under a major globalist attack, not because we're the enemy, but because we're standing between you and the globalists. The globalists want to bankrupt you. They want to enslave you. They want to depopulate you. They want to force inoculate you. Fund InfoWars, and we'll take action against them in the fight.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. I am Tom Papert, filling in for Harrison Smith while he's out with the birth of his first son. And we are joined now live and in studio by the one, the only, Patrick Howley. And Patrick, you just came back from CPAC in what is supposed to be the free state of Florida. And I think the shocking realization that you had is while the state may be free, the corporatocracy is not. Tell us, how was the face mask? You don't have a rash, so I assume you got away with taking it off occasionally.
Well, I didn't wear a face mask. I refused to wear a face mask. And what I experienced was that CPAC run by Matt Schlapp, and what a fitting name it is for that guy, Matt Schlapp. Okay, he was slapping all of us. We all got slapped, okay, by this guy trying to enforce masks at CPAC. And, you know, when you have people who work for some of these corporations who speak almost no English at all, like not even hello, like literally almost no English, and they're up in your face going, mask, mask, put on the mask, you know. And that's not any one nationality or another that I'm mocking there. Just general, just, you know, a lot of foreign workers there enforcing the masks. You begin to really hate modernity. You begin to realize, like, why is it that this person has the power over me to stand over me, domineering, and to try to put a mask on my face? Now, here's the great thing. Since Governor Abbott has decided to unmuzzle the people.
Right.
And I'm not giving him too much credit. He shouldn't have muzzled the people in the first place.
Thank you, tyrant, for letting
Thank
me breathe.
Thank you so much.
I missed
for
it.
For giving me my face back. Since the governor of Mississippi, since these people have unmuzzled the people, now all of a sudden you are seeing a lot of the Karens melting down. Right. I don't want to go into a store in a world where people don't have to cover their mouths and noses with cloth. They're crying. And our message to them is cry more, Lib. Cry more. Sit in your pathetic house with your stupid cats who hate you, who are going to eat your face the minute you die. They have no loyalty to you. Sit in there, okay? And cry your tears. Cry your pathetic, pitiful tears. You're an embarrassment to this country. You're humiliating us in front of China on the world stage. Sit in your house. Eat your, what do they eat?
A lot of takeout now because they can't go to the store. They can't go to the restaurant. All they can do is just order Uber Eats.
Eat your Fig Newtons. Shove your mouth Fig Newtons, okay, and cry. Cry your tears. I don't care. We're done listening to your crying and your cry bullying, okay? We are not going to be governed anymore by the weakest people in our society. Darwinism is real.
So here's my – and maybe you can shine some light on this because I don't understand. These little libs, they seem to think that without a mandate, they're not allowed to wear a mask. Like nobody is going to – Greg Abbott isn't going to wheel himself over and rip the mask off your face if you don't – if you're wearing it. So why do they think that only – things only happen with government compulsion?
They're hoping for a mandate because they can't get a date with a man. And that is what it comes down to. When you see these women, these pathetic women, for instance, if they see somebody not wearing a mask and you'll see them like start running or something or being very melodramatic about being so scared, all they're doing is they're trying to get attention for themselves because they're not getting male attention. They have a pitiful, pathetic life. Nobody wants to make love to them. And so that's what it's all about. They're trying to be as melodramatic as possible. Okay? Now, look, a lot of men suffer from this too, but principally it's a female trait that women and pathetic men use melodrama, inflating their own misery, inflating their own suffering in order to try to get attention from others, either because they think somehow, you know, that's a passive-aggressive way of getting what they want, Or they that's just their dysfunction. That's just the way right. that they operate.
That's the way they were raised. So and I do have to ask, you know, we talked about CPAC, but that is only one dimension of the hell that you had to deal with over the past week or so. The other dimension, the much bigger and deeper dimension, is, of course, the airports. How did that go?
You know, it's tough, you know, because you go back and in the 80s when you would watch stand-up comedians, they would complain about the peanuts or stuff like this. Right. But now, I mean, you're complaining about, I mean, it's a dystopian nightmare. It's an Orwellian dystopian nightmare. Again, you have a lot of foreign-born of these flight attendants going around, a lot of effeminate male flight attendants going around and doing the mask inspections. over your nose. See, I resist as much as humanly possible, it's difficult to even get in the mind of one of these pathetic losers. You know, they just seek to inflict themselves on others, to have authority over others. And you know what I kind of glean from this is a lot of leftists who believe in the downfall of the white man, who want so-called white supremacy to go away, who believe that Western civilization needs to fall, they see the masks as a symbol of that. And so they embrace the mask as, you know, their cooperation in something bigger than themselves. They know that it's nonsense, but, you know, they use it as sort of a symbol that, yes, I'm on the team. Right. You know, to try to bring down the white man.
Well, and you're seeing this, by the way. It's like in Europe, there's ads that are made by like the German government, the British government, where they compare it to fighting in one of the world wars. You know, our generation, we're not fighting in the trenches. We're fighting the invisible enemy. How do we fight it? We fight it by staying home, sitting on the couch, ordering takeout, forcing the peasant class to bring us food and risk themselves with this horrible death virus, according to them, so we can stay home and fight the invisible enemy. So what's your prediction? Is this starting to break up? Is the consensus starting to crack with Abbott and others bending?
Well, you know, you're going to start to see things turn around. However, in blue states and blue areas, it's never going to stop. And among globalist multinational corporations, it's never going to stop. So the masks are always going to be a permanent part of our society in some way, right. shape, or form. You're always going to see people with masks. There are always going to be companies that enforce it, or states or places like, San Francisco, where you're going to see the tyranny continue.
Right.
Forever, but, you know, you're going to start to see a split in the country where, you know, and I think this is a good thing because we do need to ideologically segregate ourselves.
That's a good way to do it, you know. Yeah. If you're wearing a mask, we're not going to be friends. If
right.
you're not wearing a mask. So I have a follow-up, and we only got a couple minutes left this time. Maybe we got to carry into the next one. So obviously, we just moved to a new studio. You shouldn't be able to tell viewers at home, except the TV is now on a different side, and Patrick's on a different side. But and we had to get some work done here in the new space. And
Twilight Zone.
Rip Von Winkle. And when the contractors were here, they started to come in with the mask. They saw you. They saw me. They saw the other employees. None of us are wearing masks. And before it took about 30 minutes, they're taking the damn things off. They didn't put them back on. And it seems to be if you work with your hands, if you are a salt of the earth person,
no.
if you, you know, do something that isn't just sitting at a cubicle all day,
no.
then you really don't put a lot of stock in this mask business. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think a lot of first of all, it's a human rights violation by any standard of international law to force construction workers to cover up their nose and mouth while they're working outside. We've already seen kids in this world who have died wearing a mask in gym class. I mean, and this is what the globalist tyrants want. But the thing you have to understand is that a lot of these globalist people have, and this is true, they have a suffocation fetish. You know, they get sexually aroused by suffocating, by depriving oxygen to their faces. And that's a lot of what autoerotic asphyxiation and stuff like that is. I don't want to get too deep into their perversions, but they're inflicting their perversion on everyone else. They want everyone else to suffocate. That's a big part of globalism, is the suffocation fetish. And that's what they're doing to people.
Well, and you're probably right. I mean, it's this whole mutilation of what God created fetish as a whole. Earlier in the show, we played the clip of John Brennan, the seer, the soothsayer, truly the most intelligent man alive today, saying that he is, of course, the former CIA director, all of that is facetious, saying that it is that he is deeply embarrassed to be a white male, because the overwhelming majority of white males are not good little libtards. They are Trump-supporting, red-blooded Americans who like meat and who like oxygen,
yeah,
and who do not like being ruled over by a 4'2" Italian man who used to cruise gay bathhouses in the 1980s named Anthony Fauci. Don't go away. We've got Patrick Howley here. We're going to do more on mass, and then Patrick is going to throw that in this trip. Look at him go. He broke the pin. The mask is stronger than him. That's right. Break it. Break it. Break it. And you have to do that, too. You have to actually do that, or else it will kill the sea life. It will murder dolphins.
No.
True.
Don't kill dolphins.
Humanity has been domesticated, by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with the third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists want you dependent. They want you alone. They want you bankrupt. They want you starving in the dark. That is what their entire spirit is driving for, because they want total submission. When you get high-quality storable food that lasts more than a decade, you are buying food insurance that you and your family and your neighbors and friends can eat. We have the best sponsor when it comes to storable food out there. And now they're running a limited special because of the ice storms a few weeks ago of free shipping and 10% off. But it must end this Saturday. There's only a few days left at InfoWarsStore.com. Their entire catalog at InfoWarsStore.com is 10% off with free shipping. And with food, a big part of the cost is the shipping. So unprecedented sale. It's going to end this Saturday in just a few days. InfoWarsStore.com takes you to the main page. PrepareWithAlex.com takes you right to the sub page where you can order and get this food delivered to you. It's ready to ship to you right now, and your purchase funds the InfoWar. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Now, when I
At the age of five.
Welcome back to the American Journal. So in the last segment, we witnessed what happens when you take your super male vitality. This mask has been utterly devastated by the one, the only, Patrick Howley.
I defeated it!
He defeated the mask. He defeated the mandate. This thing is in shreds. These things are like, you know, and this is the thing, though. You got to do that. Otherwise, you're going to kill the sea life. That's literally what they say. So if you want to be alpha male enough to destroy a mask with impunity, look at this. Look at this wimpy pin. You need, that was full strength from Patrick Howley that did that, not the instrument. The pin was demolished. Dr. Fauci killed the pin, but
I ripped the mask apart with my bare hands.
That's right. Supermail Vitality on sale right now, InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off plus free shipping. And you might even need some Turbo Force to give you the energy to eradicate masks anywhere you see them. And that is 40% off as well, plus free shipping. No, seriously, though, this is a tremendous opportunity to stock up before the supply chain totally collapses in this country. We're getting closer every single day. I fully believe it. Just look at the price of milk. It was a dollar at the beginning of this year. Now it's up to like $3.50. Why is this happening? What on earth is going on? Well, the only thing that makes sense is it is the slow, controlled destruction of the supply chain. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get things like storable food for the next time the government decides to turn off the power, 10% off plus free shipping. Alexa Pure Pro so you can filter your water the next time the government decides to turn off the water, $50 off plus free shipping. This is like serious stuff, Patrick. We can no longer just trust this little society that was created by our forebears. It is 100% our responsibility.
Well, this society was not created by my forebears.
Well, very true. Very
true. George Washington had nothing to do with obese Karens getting up in people's faces and screaming about face masks. And that had nothing to do with Thomas Jefferson or anyone who came before us. But I'll tell you this, you know, you mentioned the ocean life, and these masks kill dolphins, right? They kill fish. They kill
turtles.
You know, I love
plastic straws to save the turtles, but this thing gets around the turtle's neck and kills them just as bad.
I don't watch TV because it's difficult for me to watch social justice warriors and masks like acting out stupid plays. But, you know, I do watch ocean documentaries. I watch documentaries about deep sea life and all the different majestic species that live underneath the ocean. And it's a great thing to kind of immerse yourself in and realize there's so much wonder in life. Something like 70% of the species in the ocean haven't even been discovered yet.
Wow.
And yet, you know, if you deep sea dive into the depths of this beautiful wonder beneath the sea, and then you emerge, okay, and you go to the shore, what are you going to see? Humans who are ruling the land, what are we doing? We're wearing masks, okay? You have disgusting social justice warriors, you know, at Trader Joe's confronting people in the aisle about being white supremacists for listening to Kanye West on their iPod. Right. We are not making the most of the wonder of planet Earth. We have so much opportunity here on this planet, okay, to explore and to better ourselves and to grow this civilization. And we are humiliating ourselves while you have beautiful whales and dolphins. And by the way, the dolphins and the whales, they're not going to be loyal to us if something goes down. They're going to come out of us. They're going to come at us. Okay. We all know that they're just, you know, one evolutionary tick, some opposable thumbs away from being able to conquer us easily.
Right.
Okay. So in a time of mass chaos and a disturbance scenario, and this is actually true. Scientists have talked about this. A lot of animal species are going to betray us in that. Okay. Because they're starting to get it. You're starting to see, you know, bigger flocks of birds. You're starting to see, you know, bigger herds of animals, buffaloes and stuff, beginning to panic, beginning to realize, oh, the humans are losing it here. This Fauci guy is leading them into disaster, and a lot of the animal species are going to betray us. That's why, you know, we've got to keep our alliance strong with dogs, man's best friend, and not be like the Chi-Coms and eat them, which is disgusting, right? Cats are not going to be on our side. So all these Karens, okay, all these Karens who are, you know, putting cats in their houses, they're going to be in for a rude awakening when the cats turn on them.
Well, so, you know, dolphins, they routinely say is the smartest animal besides us. And I
think they're smarter.
I was going to say, I've yet to see a dolphin wearing a face mask.
Yeah.
I've yet to see a dolphin raising its girlfriend's children, you know, my wife's son. I've yet to see a dolphin, you know, chirping whenever Dr. Fauci gets on the television. No.
Dolphins avoid the single moms.
No, dolphins do seem to avoid single moms. They are brutal, brutal creatures, too. They will murder anything that get in their way. I don't think that the average land whale, I don't think that they could take on a dolphin. I think it would end very badly for them.
The land whale? The Karen land whale?
That's right. I don't think it would end well at all. So I want to get into in our last couple minutes here, you and I've worn a mask like two, you know, when to fly. You can't get away from it when you're on the federal airlines, you know. It's all Biden controlled. It's all Democrat controlled. It's all Fauci controlled. But here in person, I have yet to ever wear a face mask. I have yet to ever deal with the garbage when it comes to actually dealing with it in a personal level. How do you avoid it? I can say how I avoid it, but you've done the same. How do you avoid the people? How do you avoid the controversy? How do you just go about your life without having to deal with the crap?
I don't avoid the controversy, but I enjoy confrontation. I enjoy these people trying to get up in my face and enforce their masks on me because it allows me to litigate it in front of everyone, and I scream at them. I'm like, you know, you are storing germs inside this disgusting thing, and every time you adjust it, the germs shoot out, and you're making people sick. Why are you killing the people? Why are you making us unhealthy? I'm trying to save lives. Okay? I'm like Doctors Without Borders here. I'm saving lives by not wearing this disgusting face diaper on my face. And they never have an answer for it. They never have an answer. And so I defeat them. And you know, men are pretty easy to defeat in the mask thing. You know, a man will back down and because men are weak because men have no testosterone. They're not taking their super male vitality. Okay? Right. But the Karens, the women, they will fight it for hours and hours and hours, and I will stand there, and there's always a crowd that gathers around me. Sometimes I lose the crowd. Sometimes I have the crowd on my side. It depends where I am, but I will never back down. I will continue to scream at them. And by the way, we're in this whole passive-aggressive thing with, I believe, the newspaper, okay, where they're putting masks on a statue. There's a statue of this guy, and the left in the media hates the statue because the guy is barefoot, and he's reading a newspaper, and he's, you know, a white guy, right. And it's a symbol of freedom. He's just enjoying his day, and they can't even allow a statue.
They put a mask on.
Day. So they put a mask on the statue.
That's where you said this mask
day.
Came from, actually, this destroyed
I
Democrat.
Rip off the mask from the statue, and then they go in the back, and they put it back on, and we have this stare down.
And he's telling the truth, by the way. This is every day on his walk to work. I see it, too, on my walk to work, and there is a statue in downtown Wichita where they put this stupid little garbage face mask on it, and then they take a photo of it, and a photo of the statue just happens to wind up on the front page of the Wichita Eagle, our local newspaper. So it's very obvious to me. You know, they always make it sound in the paper like it's just, oh, somebody, oh my God, they actually found it. My God, that's the statue. That is the statue.
I free this man. I free this man every day.
And literally every time we see the mask with the statue with the mask on it, we look at the paper and we see, oh, look, they had another photo of it. And they always play it off as though, oh, somebody is just doing this. Somebody is doing it because they want people to wear masks. This is totally organic and not the mainstream media engineering this at all whatsoever. Don't go away. Patrick is going to break down some insane, horrifying, you can't really laugh at it type of news. So I'm glad we got the laughter. I'm glad we raised people's spirits before we crushed them, showing them what exactly the government is doing to them during this manufactured crisis. God, I can't, but that, oh my God, they actually found that one too. The crew is too good, scary good. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and support the crew.
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, that they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And
that's a fact.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on air 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. Get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul. All of it empowers humanity. All of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. I'm Tom Papert, editor-in-chief of NationalFile.com, here with Patrick Halley, our senior reporter. And Patrick, you are working on a story right now that is absolutely not a laughing matter. Maybe in 15, 20 years we can look back at it and laugh, but it's actually horrifying, and it's a disgusting look into what may be coming soon for a lot of us, specifically a lot of parents. Do you want to break it down?
So basically, we've obtained a tape and we've obtained court documents showing that there is a judge in Broward County, Florida, Judge Dale Cohen, who was originally appointed by Jeb Bush. So yet another part of the Rhino establishment, Judge Dale Cohen, who is using the mask issue in order to prevent mothers from seeing their kids. You know, on multiple occasions, there's a mother who had a photo on Facebook of her not wearing a mask, or was accused of not wearing a mask in a custody case, and the judge intervened, and we have him on tape. And in one case, he cut off visitation between the mother and a less than 2-year-old baby. And so he's making it very, very clear that he's not going to allow parents to have custody of their kids unless they wear a mask. And now with visitations on one of the kids, he's making it clear that the mother has to wear a mask. The young boy who's 14 years old has to wear a mask despite the fact that he has asthma and has to get the vaccine. So using the court to force vaccines upon people. And so this is what's happening. This is what the runaway judicial system is doing in this country. And this expose, which is coming out on National File in about an hour or so, I think is really going to wake a lot of people up.
Well, and I mean, I was editing the video of the audio, I should say, of the judge last night. And we also interviewed this very brave mother for coming forward. And the judge, he has hatred in his voice.
Yeah.
And you'll hear it in about an hour when it goes live on nationalfile.com. But the judge is saying, well, first of all, your client has no credibility. She's one of these anti-mask people, and she has the audacity to put this garbage on her social media that she's an anti-mask people. She wouldn't wear a mask. And he literally goes on to explain that, therefore, she is an unfit parent. So just like with the so-called insurrection, if you dare question the 2020 election, you are an insurrectionist. Well, if you dare question Fauci and Gates and the CDC and the WHO, and if you dare question masks, then you're an unfit parent. That seems to be this judge's new paradigm.
And it wasn't even that she was doing that. It was simply that she had – But there was a photo of her on Facebook,
right,
which the judge didn't even see. He just heard about, of her not wearing a mask. And, right. and that's what it was.
Well, that's right. And it wasn't like she was making a political statement. No, it's the equivalent of, you know, snapping a little selfie of yourself smiling. And so, you know, you're showing off your smile and not a mask. And therefore, this woman is an anti-mask person in the eyes of the court. So what precedent does this set, Patrick? How do we unwrap this going forward?
Well, it sets a precedent that judges have almost total power in this country. And when you have Judge Cohen and these people who are appointed by the establishment who clearly have an agenda, they have a vaccine agenda, they have a mask agenda, they have a lockdown agenda, they have an agenda to enslave humanity, it is very difficult to overrule judges. And that's why these governors, not to praise them because they muzzled the people in the first place, a
right.
full year, okay, a full year people have been muzzled. But when we're talking about governors saying that county judges cannot punish people for not wearing a mask, we need to make this broad and we need to make this clear, and we need to make sure that this applies to child custody cases, and we need to make sure that this applies to every single way that judges can possibly persecute people for not wearing masks. We have a lot of work to do because school districts, by the way, including the Houston Independent School District in Texas, are making it clear that they're going to basically defy Abbott's order. They're going to continue to force the students to wear masks and the teachers and everybody. And, of course, corporations are going to be defiant, and local officials are going to be defiant. Meanwhile, there is a bill, HB 2097, which is sitting in the Texas House, and the Republicans are not pushing it. And this would ban local officials from being able to do mask mandates. It would also ban the governor from being able to do mask mandates. And that's what forced Abbott's hand on this. The introduction of that bill by Representative Schaefer in the Texas House is what finally forced Abbott's hand, because if you start having Republicans on the House beginning to have an insurrection against the governor saying we need to shut down Abbott's power to force this mask mandate, that's eventually what forced his hand. And so he backtracked and he finally got rid of the mask mandate. But the Texas House and Senate still needs to push that bill through
right.
and get Abbott to sign it so that local officials and counties can't do mask mandates. But as it stands, you know, people can't be punished by county judges for not wearing a mask. You know, that needs to be very clearly defined about what that means.
But they're still going to deny you service.
Oh,
still
sure.
And by the way, in Austin and in Travis County, I was talking with Owen on his show yesterday, and yes, there is still going to be a mask mandate. The businesses are still going to require it. So that's the thing, right? If you don't make it against the law to mandate this crap, like
right.
we're Middle Eastern women subservient to our husband Anthony Fauci, if you don't make that explicitly illegal, it will continue, right?
Is Anthony Fauci America's husband? Is that the role that
he is married? Well, see, we are now a Muslim country in this new mask paradigm, and he has married all of us. You know, they can have multiple wives. So Fauci has 350 million wives, and he forces us how to dress exactly how he wants us to.
Well, you know, Fauci does. I mean, they've tried to present him as kind of like a dad figure to America, like he's America's dad. This is the role he's been playing. He's the highest paid government employee. Okay, he is a guy who is, you know, he's kind of rehearsed for this his entire life to be like the spurky, you know, hey, wear a mask, you know, going on with Elmo on Sesame Street. And, oh, Dr. Fauci, tell us where. And by the way, I'm still waiting for Elmo to come out against Greg Abbott because Elmo has been against us this entire time.
That's right.
I don't know if you've seen some of Elmo's.
Elmo hates us. Elmo wants us dead.
Elmo is a genocidal tyrant, okay? Anytime I see this guy Elmo on with Sanjay Gupta, okay, he's telling people about the vaccine, he's telling people about the masks. Elmo wants to wear a mask. It's like, Elmo, have you read the science, man? I don't trust Elmo's grasp on the science, okay, but he's been strongly against us this entire time. So has Big Bird, by the way. Both Elmo and Big Bird have been against us. And you know, it's time that we start to analyze, you know, our cultural superiors like Elmo.
Right.
Do they really grasp the science? Do they really have our best interests at heart? And I don't think they do.
I don't trust Elmo to teach a biology class. I do think that's true. So returning to something serious for a second, one thing that's really chafed me is seeing the Republican Party, specifically Ronna McDaniel, Ronna Romney, whatever she wants to call herself. The number one thing that the GOP is pushing is reopen schools. I see no value, Patrick, in reopening schools if the children are going to be muzzled like dogs if they go back.
Well, the teachers unions are leading their own members to disaster because now parents all over the country are realizing that schools are worthless.
Right.
The kids are not learning anything in schools. And honestly, I would never in a million years send any child of mine, and I don't have any children, thankfully. But, you know, if that does happen to me at some point, I would never send my child to a school to sit in there with these disgusting parents who are just going to try to brainwash them. And by the way, they could call CPS. They're going to muzzle the kids with masks. You don't want your kids to be sitting in that kind of environment. You have to find some kind of homeschool environment. If you can't homeschool your own kids, then find some kind of homeschool community where other people can do it.
Well, and that's a big thing, and that's what I think Republicans should. I mean, this is a silver platter gift here where people are finally given the opportunity to see exactly how bad schools are. I mean, if the kids ever go back. Now, there are good parts of the country where this isn't happening. I will fully admit that, and I'm fully in support of those teachers and those governments that make that happen. But when you put kids in a cage, I mean, we've seen the videos now.
Kids in cages.
The kids are in cages, but it's okay because it's called a public school. And so they put the kids in cages. They make them wear their masks. You know, they have to earn their mask breaks. You have to get like 5 hours straight and with little check marks before you can take your mask off for 30 seconds. This is no conditions to put children in. I mean, it's child abuse. And that's the one thing, Patrick, I've said all along about this entire hysteria. Is the number one people that are being hurt are the ones who have no power over it, and that is small children. They are the victims in all this, more than the elderly, because a kid is never going to get this disease and die, but yet they are punished the worst. Don't go away. We'll be right back on the other side.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video. We're shooting this on the evening of Monday, March 1st, 2021. And in just 6 days, this Saturday, the biggest sale ever on storable food is going to end. Because of the ice storms and the problems around the country, our big supplier, highest quality storable food at the lowest price, My Patriot, is giving us the best deal ever.
free shipping on all of their storable food. And that's a big cost of storable food is the shipping because it weighs a lot. And 10% off on top of it. You won't see this deal come along for a long, long time. You've got until this Saturday, the 6th of March, 2021. And then contractually, they have to end the sale because they have hundreds of distributors. And they're getting mad that we're undercutting the price. They decided to do this. So it's exclusively available. There's a few days left at InfoWarsStore.com or ParaThalix.com. Takes you right to specials. All their food, all their packages, 1 month, 6 months, a year. It's all ParaThalix.com. Take advantage of it now and at Fuzzy InfoWars. In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out, have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together. The globalists want you dependent. They want you alone. They want you bankrupt. They want you starving in the dark. That is what their entire spirit is driving for because they want total submission. When you get high-quality storable food that lasts more than a decade, you are buying food insurance that you and your family and your neighbors and friends can eat. We have the best sponsor when it comes to storable food out there. And now they're running a limited special because of the ice storms a few weeks ago of free shipping and 10% off. But it must end this Saturday. There's only a few days left at InfoWarsStore.com. Their entire catalog at InfoWarsStore.com is 10% off with free shipping. And with food, a big part of the cost is the shipping. So unprecedented sale. It's going to end this Saturday in just a few days. InfoWarsStore.com takes you to the main page. ParaThalix.com takes you right to the sub page where you can order and get this food delivered to you. It's ready to ship to you right now and your purchase funds the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You are watching The American Journal. I'm Tom Papert here with Patrick Halley. And Patrick, there is a lot of uncertainty right now. I'm looking at a poll on the front page of InfoWars.com. Obviously not scientific, but I recommend everybody go check it out because the results are fascinating. The question is, InfoWars.com, who is the real president? The choices are Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, or I don't know. Well, number one is Donald Trump, 64% of the vote. And then I voted, I don't know, because who the hell does know at this point? And that, Patrick, is 21% of the respondents. I don't know. Who the hell is the president? And I think that there are some people exploiting this, because obviously tomorrow the new narrative, it's being put out, it seems, by the mainstream media as much as anyone else,
right,
is that a letter of the alphabet, Q, is going to ascend or perhaps descend down from the heavens, and poof, Trump's president. And as a result, the National Guard is beefing up their security even more in our nation's capital.
Yes.
The military occupation is growing to new heights, and a lot of folks are worried that there may be a potential false flag because it's so ridiculous. Who believes this? But what is your take on this?
Well, I think it's time for Q to be replaced by R, because Q has – I think Q has let everybody down. Q has not come through on his promises. And, you know, it's too bad that there are still a lot of people believing this disinformation about, oh, Q's going to save the day on March 4th, or then it's going to be Q's going to save the day in August. Q's going to save – Q's not going to save the day. And many of these people are still always going to worship it as a religion. And ultimately, what you might see tomorrow is some kind of false flag yet again about QAnon. And, you know, what they've done is they've taken all of the truther content and they put it under the same brand of QAnon,
right,
which is easily discredited because right, it's the most ridiculous scam that anyone has ever seen. And they have they've basically wiped truther content off of the internet using this psyop of QAnon.
That's right. Because if anything, I mean, if you dare question historical events, then you are a QAnon supporter and you are an insurrectionist and you are like the individual, the Q shaman, and you are you have horns on your head and you are going to storm in and take Nancy Pelosi's podium. So that is the insanity that we're being faced with now. I think that's right, though. I think that this is being easily set up. The other thing is, as Alex Jones pointed out years ago, anybody can be a Q. Anybody can be a Q person, and so there it's all anonymous. So therefore, some insane person goes and does something horrible and leaves a manifesto saying Q sent me, and ergo the entire movement is blamed for it. I mean, it's so obvious, and it's very sad that these people are facing it. So I want to go through some of the top headlines at both National File and at Infowars.com. Here's one: Return to normal. Such a thing may hurt Facebook's bottom line, the CFO now admits. What should we do? We must help these corporate titans, shouldn't we? If a return to normal is going to go online, how do I put this mask back together and wear it to make Facebook happy?
I love how a lot of these Karens now and a lot of the media people are like, this is going to hurt the economy because we're all going to be too scared to get into stores and buy things. Oh, no. Oh, your kettle-like consuming is going to go down because other people aren't wearing a mask. Give me a break. We don't want to deal with you people in stores. Stay home. You know, you people have made it very, very clear over the last year that you don't want anything to do with me. You hate me. You think I should die because I don't want to wear a mask. We don't want you. Get out of here, buddy. All right. Well, now let's flip it. Okay. If I can go into a store in Texas without a mask, I don't want you to go in. How about you get the hell out, Karen? How about you take your stupid mask and you go eat your chubby hubby ice cream because you don't have a hubby, and you sit in your disgusting house with your cats who are going to betray you during a time of destabilization when the animals turn on us, and you can just shove your face and you can cry your tears. Cry into your sad mask. Cry into your mask. I hate you.
Which is the only logical response to these people. So here's another one, though, because we may lose yet. They may not have to cry into their masks. This is from one day ago. The Freedom Bracelet tracking device has been launched as an alternative to a quarantine. So it's like the Freedom Bracelet. It's like the Patriot Act. It's the Freedom Bracelet. You just wear this government cattle tag 24 hours a day, and then you don't have to quarantine. Would you wear a Freedom Bracelet?
You know, I'm not going to wear a Freedom Bracelet. You know, some people have to wear ankle monitors now because does that count as a Freedom Bracelet?
It's a Freedom Anklelet. Let's see. Here's another one here. Complete loss of trust. Half of French home health workers say that they will resist taking the vaccine. Meanwhile, of course, a third of the military says they're not going to take the vaccine. I'm personally friends with somebody who he works at a nursing home. I won't give away the stakes. He'll probably get fired if I do. But he works at a nursing home, and they strongly encourage the employees to take the COVID vaccine. And very quickly, he read the fine print, and they said they're not going to require it. They cannot legally require it. And so first, everybody was going to take it. You know, you just got to go do what's right, you know. And once he started spreading the word throughout this this office, you know, it's not mandatory. You can say no. Now it's like 75% of the workers refuse to take it. So what is your take on the refusal to take experimental mRNA genetic modifiers?
Well, I don't think anyone has any idea what this vaccine does, including the people who rushed it through with Operation Warp Speed. You know, we need to move into a paradigm where we're not pretending that this is some kind of good thing. You'll see Laura Ingraham like, thank President Trump for the vaccine. Biden did it. You know, all of the influencers, all of the conservative influencers who subvert the talking points and keep people stupid.
Right.
They are, you know, pushing this line that like the Republicans should get the credit for the vaccine, not the Democrats. Oh, millions of people would have died if we hadn't done the vaccine. And, you know, obviously their masters don't allow them to go off of the grid and actually tell the truth. But we're going to tell the truth. The vaccine is horrible. Operation Warp Speed is the worst thing that has ever happened. And it, I'm happy to give Biden credit for the vaccines if he wants to take it. And by the way, you know why I'm not taking my vaccine?
Why is that?
Because as the recipient of white male privilege,
right.
I just don't feel that it's right that I should take these vaccines away from others. And I'm so privileged. And so for once, I'm just gonna roll the dice and I'm just gonna risk it. And I'm just gonna live like a marginalized person and potentially die from the dreaded Rona. You know,
so. I like that. I think I too will donate my vaccine to a transgender woman of color, but it has to be a transgender woman of color because, you know, privilege, and that is the most underprivileged person there is, a transgendered woman of color. All right, final story of the morning that I think we'll have time for. Dr. Seuss, of course, canceled yesterday. Your favorite childhood books are now racist, deplorable, disgusting. But the books, the prices, as we showed on the War Room yesterday, and then I went and did the research, skyrocketing. $5,000, $10,000 for a Dr. Seuss book after being banned. Why are racists so rich?
Well, you know, I was never a big fan of Dr. Seuss. You know, as Cassandra Fairbanks pointed out, he was against the America First movement. Back in the 1940s, Charles Lindbergh and all of those guys who tried to give us an America First policy back then. And keep us out of wars. And I'm not weighing in on the issue of World War II or whatever, but Dr. Seuss was against the America First committee. And so whatever. I don't care if he gets canceled. I mean,
listen to some irony there. A communist from the last century is now being canceled for being a racist. I mean, it's like, and he wasn't. I mean, he wasn't a racist. He may have been a communist. But so it doesn't matter. Like, what's going to happen, do you think, in another 50 years? Are the because we're already seeing it with J.K. Rowling, I guess, with Harry Potter. Are the feminists of today going to be canceled for not fighting for transgender dolphin rights?
Do the dolphins do the transgender thing?
Not yet. But they will.
No, because they're smarter than us.
Well, maybe after a decade or two of public schooling, we will get the first transgender dolphin once they get the thumbs. Patrick, where can
The thumbs are key.
The thumbs are key. Where can folks find you on social media?
Well, that's a good question. You can find me for now on Twitter at Howley Reporter, Patrick Howley, H-O-W-L-E-Y. You can find me on Gab. Gab.com/Patrick Reports. Please follow me on Gab because who knows how long I'm going to have this Twitter. You know, Don Jr., all these congressmen follow me on Twitter, so they're going to have to go over and follow me on Gab.
That's right, Don Jr. If you want to keep following Patrick Halley, you're going to have to get on Gab.
Pretty much the only reason I'm still on Twitter is because Don Jr. and some congressmen follow me.
About the same here, honestly, and I don't take it seriously anymore at all. I take Gab way more seriously. Well, thank you all so much for watching The American Journal with Tom Papert today. And Patrick Halley in this last hour. Harrison Smith will be back sometime soon, hopefully on Monday, and I will probably be back at least one day this week. And thank you to the crew for a phenomenal show, as always, and thank you to the viewers for going to InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones, coming up next.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would, and now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I have had a major wake-up call living in Texas this last week about how important storable food is. Now, I have plenty of storable food in my house, but my notion has always been this is last-case scenario, worst-case scenario, like end of America, apocalyptic type scenario, but I'm realizing now that's not the case. Folks, they can shut off the power, they can shut off the water at any given moment. Now, I was lucky I had plenty of food in my fridge and in my pantry that I didn't have to dig into my storable food. But many people in Texas didn't. Don't be in that situation. Don't have that major wake-up call. When they come to shut down your power and they shut down the stores and the food supply, have the backup, have the insurance, and be ready to feed yourself, your family, your friends, and your neighbors with a storable food, best quality, best price, 10% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.